Blog Talk Radio.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Good evening, everybody. Well, the countdown is here. 2 days and we're gonna be out there, ready to roll. We're gonna see who's ready and who's not. It's a lot of action, and it's still, it seems like more is coming, and we got a couple more new lock-ins that just happened not that long ago. We're going to have a couple of them come on right now tonight, but the countdown is here, like I said. We're going to see who really about it, who talked all that stuff now. Let's see if they really about it to go ahead and get out there and show their stuff off, and let's just see it. I mean, I don't want to hear nobody, too many of them. I can understand you got breakage or whatever, but let's see some good racing and have some good fun. So that's what time it's going to be. It's going to should be a real, real good one. I got to open up, make sure I open up a mic, though. Let me see if Fat Albert is on here. Let me make sure. Let me get him in. And I also heard of, I got to make sure I can get this right because there's races that we don't even know about. They're locked in. Fat Albert, you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on, Joe?
Oh, not much. I didn't confirm it yet, so I just want to make sure first. Maybe you heard about it. I heard Tony Tan and Pop.
Jack Gantor.
You hear that? No, oh, Pop.
Pop. Oh.
You didn't hear that one?
I knew Tony was coming, but I didn't know he'd got locked in.
I heard they're supposed to do it Friday night. I'm going to find out. I'm trying to make sure it's confirmed. I'm going to make sure Dexter should be on here, coming in here in a little bit. He'll know more about it, too, because I didn't know about it. And they study, I mean, people study locking in right now. Just like you just told me one with me and Buck Gibson.
Just got locked in, right?
5 minutes
ago. 5 minutes ago, they just locked in. They doing it Friday night. 30 minutes after the track goes hot, them two going to get busy. They done sent me the DP money, and they is locked in, ready to go. Meek said he going to get something
back. Oh, man, oh, man. I'll tell you what, I'm loving it right now. And the weather, no rain, so that's even better. You know,
Friday and Saturday, the weather's looking real good for Friday and Saturday.
Just right, temperature just right, 68, 70 degrees, that's it. Perfect
mm-hmm.
weather, perfect racing weather. But I got to make sure I got everybody coming in because I know a lot of people already told me. And if you decide you want your man tonight, you looking for something that you're trying to get in there, whatever, go ahead and call him out and see if maybe they'll answer your call. I want to see a lot of good everything going down smooth and get these races off 1, 2, 3. I mean, we ain't gonna play around. When it comes out, we're gonna come right out the gate, make sure everything gets off. So, like I said, if anybody got them races, make sure they'll be having like a little booth over there. Make sure, and they'll give it to Fat Albert and go from there, and we'll work it down. That's how we're gonna do it. We're gonna push it through. The only thing we're gonna tell you, this is what we had to do, and we're gonna do it this way. We're gonna turn around, coming through that gate. Because I know a lot of guys want to stay tonight. So what happens is you're staying that night, you're going to have a band, you know, whatever. If you ain't got a band, they're going to charge you. They're going to charge you for the 2 days because they ain't going around out there go looking for you in the morning. So what happens is there's some people sitting in their van going to still be sleeping. So they charge you for the 2 days, and then you're going to be over there. That's what you're going to be. So if you come in the gate, you're calling yourself staying all night, you're going to be charged for 2 days. That's how you're going to be. If you don't have that band on, they're going to put you out of the gate. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're in there and you think, I was in there already. No. You get in the overnight band because of security reasons, so we don't have to worry about nobody else inside there screwing around. That's the only reason why.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep it that way, and you ain't got to worry about it. And if you do the double bands anyhow, if you're going in a motel, and you come back in the next day, when you're coming back, you don't have to worry about being on that long line for Saturday. The page, there'll be a line coming down. You show your band, keep on coming on through. That's how it's going to be. It's going to be the same way like how they did Florida, so we can go ahead and get these races off real quick because
mm-hmm.
on Saturday we got, like, I think 5 races, I think, back-to-back.
Right off the trailer.
Off the trailer. They got to be the first ones
mm-hmm.
coming down, so I can't hold nothing up, so I got to make sure everything runs through. And the best way to do that is doing it this way. And we won't have no problems. Everybody, you know, should be no problem working it through at all. And that's all. We just want to get everything going smooth. So I can't wait. I'm kind of happy. Everything's going along. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll see. And Marcus
right.
came out the bat. Let me just make sure everybody know, Marcus did come with Bigfoot. And he is locked in. You got the deposits on that.
Yes, him and Gordo in the wagon. They are locked in. Sent the money to me Monday night. Both of them, they are locked.
Mm-hmm.
At 2 o'clock Saturday. If I can go back and look at my notes, but I think it's 2 o'clock Saturday. Marcus with Bigfoot, Gordo with the station wagon, formerly known as Charlie Brown. They mm-hmm. are locked.
So all the things that a lot of people didn't know when they was trying to be, I guess they were getting, the bad mouth crew was just making sure their stuff was right. They got a chance to get their stuff right. And they've been calling out people all over now, right now. They're ready.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to go. Matter of fact,
yeah,
they had a money run last week at Buzz Creek.
Yeah.
They ran me. So they already went out there and caught their first one, so they're looking for some action all the way around. So, and pots will be going up higher than what they started that at. That's what they said. That's how it's going. So it's going to be interesting. So that's why I'm looking forward to it. I got to give them credit. You know, a lot of people thinking that they was out there bullshitting. Well, they ain't bullshitting. They didn't put their money up like they're supposed to. OG Bobby and Marcus has got a run too. So, I got to make sure that's all, everything is on the up, right? Isn't that supposed to be locked in? How's that?
Then OG Bobby and our 8-Ball, they locked in.
Okay. All right.
But let me also say, Joe, fellas, I got to keep emphasizing that. This is Gallant rules. Don't bring a lot of people up there with your car. They don't have to, what is it, Joe? 4 people? And that's including
it.
The driver? 4 people,
yep.
So on.
Well,
don't say,
it.
Find out, let me up there. I cannot let you in there. I'm telling you, that's their rule. This is not my rules, not Joe, Larry, or Dexter. This is Gallant rules. So, and the gate will be there. They're not going to let you through.
And to a point, at Ducks Race, if you've seen Ducks Race the last time out, they had the fence across it, so they're not letting people getting up there no more because of insurance reasons, and that's it. They're not letting, I'm just saying, any sanctioned track. Sure, you can go to a backyard track. Some people let you go ahead and be up there and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for them, for their insurance, they're not going to ruin everything for something like that, PDRA and everything, NHRA, whatever they got going on, they can't ruin it. So they have to go by
right.
the insurance rules, otherwise they won't have insurance on the track. So that's the reason why
right.
they keep their rules, and that's it. So we're going to keep it going. Just like I said, we're going to do that double ticket so you don't have to worry about your people who got your cars in and everything. We'll have a sticker on it there going to cost so you can have it in there, and that's it. Leave it in. If you're going to stay, like I said, the double ticket be so you can come right through. But that's how we got to do it because I want safety. I don't want nobody having no problem saying something got stolen. I want to make sure we ain't got nobody walking around inside there so the security will be out there. And if you don't have a band on, you will be escorted off there. So I'm just letting you guys know ahead of time. I can't save you. That's the rules that we all agreed on. The whole thing is once you go in, they put that band on you, you got to have that band on. That's it. Don't tell me that you lost the band and everything because that band is something hard to take off. So they will be putting that band on you. If you walk around and decide you figure that, I'm going to sneak in or whatever you want to try and you get caught without that band, they're just going to escort you out. I got nothing to do with it. That's how they're going to do. It's easier so we don't have to worry about anything, and that's what it's going to be. Everything should go along smooth. And like I said, come on, fellas, let's be real about it. I kept the thing down as low as could. I didn't go up on not one price. It's been the same price for 15 years, been doing it. So $20, that's what it's going to be. I'm not trying to go up. Same thing with Testing Tune, $40. I'm not trying to go up. That's how it's going to be. That's all I'm saying. All you have to do is just pay the little things, and that's it. If you're getting in a class, that's a different story. That's it. But otherwise, we Testing Tune and grudging. $40 all day long. I mean, you know, how can you beat it? And, you know,
right.
I do have to let you guys know I do have food. Well, we'll be cooking there on Saturday until it all runs out. Also, I got Shanita. Anybody knows her? Everybody talks about her chicken from Rico's Chicken. I'll be having her cooking, frying some chicken down there on Saturday. Be cooking some turkey, cooking some pork shoulders, collard greens, rice, and stuff like that. We're going to be doing that also. So until it runs out, eat all you can, you know, whatever. I don't want to say eat all you can, but I want to make sure everybody get portions and get it out there until it runs out. That's all. And I'm not asking one penny. We ain't asking for a dime. It's already paid for. So that's how it's going to be, and we're going to keep it moving the same way. So we got the other classes. We got a few classes out there, the 10-5 to 35 classes. It's going to be $5,000. To the winner, just let everybody know, and it is free entry fee. That will be done. So we're gonna move along with that, and then it's a couple other ones. Sammy's event is he's gonna have his all steel, all glass. Whatever they collect gets 100% back to the races. Not one penny comes out. Not even the $40 at the Testing Tune. All that goes in. Everything goes directly to them. So that's what part of our part is. So every time, instead of turning around and saying they got to pay $150 plus the $40, no, at $40, everything gets waived. They get the whole thing, $150. And so whatever, how many cars it is, that's whatever the pot they collected, that's it. They got it. The whole pot is going to be run for. So I'm going to open up a couple of these mics right now. We get them going through. I'm opening this first mic up right now. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Long Island Joe and Fat Albert?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, it's getting closer and closer, boy. I hope you're all ready, because I'm ready to have a good time, man. I'm ready to have
okay.
a good time.
Yeah, and you will be DJing that night, too, right?
Yes, sir. I'll be there Friday
okay.
night.
And also, I will be fish frying. I got my main man, Fat Daddy, will be over there fish frying the same day, too. Or you can have until we run out also. So I already got that also, so we'll just let you know. So far, it's looking pretty hot and heavy. Everybody's, you know, you got some people quiet, and you got some people mouthing off.
Hey, ain't no need to get quiet. All these daggone internet racist keyboard gangsters been talking shit all winter long. It's all winter long. It's time now.
Yeah.
It's time now. Don't make no excuses. Ain't time for no excuses now. Yes, sir.
You in the hospital. You don't. You had dad, you in the hospital already?
Yeah, I was
right.
in the hospital. You trying it, Joe.
Oh,
Joe, I was in the hospital with a concussion. A daggone migraine. Look at See, Joe? There you go.
No, I'm just saying. I ain't say nothing bad. I said they had you. No, man. They had you up in the okie doke there, boy, for a minute. Man.
Is that what you think it was?
Yeah, I think you were like, oh, man, I think they were bothering you a little bit too much. So now it's time to go ahead and get busy.
It's time to put up or shut up. But I got a question, Joe.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, I seen a lock in supposed to have happened on Pro Stock Joe show, and I want to know if the DP got put up. I'm nosy. I'm just going to be real about it. I'm going to be
Which
nosy
one?
About it. I seen a lock in for 1,000 on 5,000. And it's regular street cars, Hassan versus Gregory Sharp. So I want to know that Hassan put that 1,000. I'm going to ask it.
Oh,
I'm going to ask it. I don't give a damn.
Oh.
Yes, I'm going to ask. So,
who's going to be running?
Hassan.
Oh,
you know
Lord.
Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson, the sponsor of Hassan driving that damn Hellcat. I'm asking for my goddamn self right now. Because if he's trying to run for them numbers, we can up our pot, too.
Oh, shit.
Now, come
Joe,
play with me now.
Oh, my God. I knew he if anybody would bring it up, I don't know. He didn't call me. He usually called me when to get on the show.
Hey.
Tell
him let's run that checkup between me and him. Long as Mark Jackson runs that car, his ass is a dead man. We can run that. We can lock that in tonight.
Oh, no. Hey, Joe, Gregory called me. And said he got his DP ready. I was like, oh hell.
What Gregory gonna run with?
A Corvette.
Oh shoot. Oh.
Yeah.
So, this is what I mean
by some of these we call them these fake ass grudge racers. You know what I mean? You talk that shit online, then when it's time to put that money up, you go MIA. He ain't the only one, but you know I'm just saying.
So we got to find out. Well,
do you want to try
to call the manager first real quick? Or?
All right, let me see if I can get him.
Get him over here. Let's lock some money in tonight. I want to raise the stakes between me and his race since he's talking so much.
Boy, leave it to Antoine. Get shit started. Lord,
I'm the shit starter. It would be me if I didn't do it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh shoot.
But yeah. I just seen that loose booty versus Buck Gibson. I just seen that just got locked in. Man, listen, there's some racing going on. If you're a fan of grudge racing, I tell you right now, ain't no place to be but Galat. For real.
I called him. Hey, Joe, Gregory Sharp just. He said he on the show. Open his mic. Gregory,
oh,
hit the
shit.
One button. So Joe can see your number, and he can open you
what
up.
What was Gregory Sharp's number?
Hold on. He said he on. Open his mic. Hit the one button, and then I put you in the queue, and Joe can open you up, Gregory. Ooh, oh,
okay,
shit.
Let me just make sure then. I guess it's Gregory. 240-8947.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Your mic's open, Gregory.
Yo, what's going on?
Not much. They tell me that you're supposed to be trying to run Hassan?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm ready. You know, but Mark said that he wasn't going to let Hassan run for that kind of money. They never came back with no counteroffer or nothing. So I don't know what the fuck going on. But I'm not bringing that car down there for no $200-$300 race. That's not going to happen.
Well, I just got a text from Mark. Mark said he ain't got nothing to do with that. Oh, boy.
Well, it is. You know, I mean, you know, just fat out, but did Hassan or did Hassan not lock that race in yesterday?
Yes. Last Thursday. It was last Thursday.
Last Thursday. I'm sorry. Last Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
said lock.
So, you know, I don't know. That's all I know. Long Island Joe, listen, I specifically said 1 or 5, and I'm not talking no fucking hundreds. Those were my exact words.
Clear it. What did Mark say? Oh, Mark said when that guy locked in, he came on Pro Stock and said that he had nothing. You know, he wasn't going to put up no 5,000 for no Hassan first race. So, I don't. But Hassan did say lock. I called Hassan. I said, you know what you just did? He said, what? You just locked that man in for $5,000. You were so hyper and hooping and hollering and all this. You said lock. You didn't give a fuck. So I tried to call Hassan. He ain't answering the phone.
Oh, so he's going MIA. See, hey, another fake ass grudge racer. I'm back on mute, but I just had to ask that question. That's all.
Yeah, well, y'all have heard it. Y'all have heard it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll wait to see if Hassan come on here tonight. If Hassan comes on here tonight, we'll open up his mic. But all right,
I'm gonna be on as long as I can. If y'all don't get my attention, whatever. Just call me or text me, but, you know, my phone rings so much I'll be in and out.
Okay.
No
problem.
I'm not bringing that car no fucking 400 miles away and do what I got to do to that car to make it perform the way it's supposed to perform so I can go on his monkey ass. I'm not going to do no 1 or 200. That ain't going to happen.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I want to add to my fucking steps. Since he has steps, I want to add to my fucking steps. 500 on the tree, 500 on the 60-foot, 500 on the 330.
Okay. Uh-oh. Hey, Antoine. Where Antoine at?
I'm in here cooking right now. Go ahead.
And I'm going to read it verbatim. But Hassan and Antoine can go for more.
As long as Mark Jackson got both cars there, I don't give a fuck what they want to run for. Fuck them. And I mean that. It's game time. This ain't no internet time. Fuck all that internet time bullshit. I ain't trying to hear that shit. Long as both cars are there, I'm dead on his motherfucking ass. And he can bet on the tree, the 330, the 660. And I tell you what, if he feels froggy, I put a parachute on that motherfucker Nissan Sentra and pull it. Keep playing with me. Now tell whoever said that, take that and shove it. I mean that. I'm on his motherfucking ass.
And if it's Mark Jackson,
fuck you.
He's
on the phone.
Yeah, Mark listening.
Fuck him.
What was that all about?
He wants you to give him a jump.
Mark, go ahead. Hey, Gregory, we can hear you, Greg. Hit your mute button. Hit your mute button, Gregory. Mark listening, Antoine, you might get your wish. Mark listening.
Hey, we could, long as both cars are there, it's nothing else to talk about. And I mean that shit. And we can bet on the reaction time, the fucking 3:30, the 8th mile, and the fact of the matter, I'll put them four ways on him. And I mean that. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Only thing to talk about is the deposit.
Hey, my deposit's already up. Hey, I don't do none of that fake-ass racing. My deposit's up.
Hey, Antoine, he said yes, both will be there. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Good.
Uh-oh.
Just like
so,
I like it.
Now
thank
y'all
you.
Should be putting, honestly, tell you the truth, y'all should be putting a deposit so we can, so y'all can, you know what I mean?
Hey, my deposit's up.
Your deposit for you and Antoine? Not for you and her.
My deposit's up.
You sent it to Pro Stock Joe.
Yeah, that same day when it locked in, I wasn't playing.
My bad. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Did they send theirs? That's what we need to know.
I don't know what Mark Jackson done, goddammit. He ain't showed me no proof. I need to see proof that he sent it
a little
goddamn
He said Hassan is up with Pro Stock Joe. He got both of y'all.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Man.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics because they're all waiting. Let me make sure. 347-1310, your mic is open.
This going to be comical. Lord, it's going to be comical.
What's so comical about it?
It's comical that these two fools actually going out there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Antoine. I thought he's comical.
I'm back on mute. I'm back on mute. Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm in here cooking barbecue burnt ends and cooking this meal. What saying you say? What did you say?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing. My mic open?
Mark.
Yeah, your shit is static. Y'all need to cut him off.
Hey.
You got a lot of static in your thing.
What about it now? It's good?
Yeah, there you go.
Hey man, listen. It's race week. We ain't got nothing else better to talk about but Hassan and some goddamn Gregory Sharp racing in a goddamn Honda Accord. Come on, man. Y'all already know better. Let's talk about these locked in races.
A race is a race.
Let's talk about these real locked in races. If the money ain't nothing race. So let's talk about them.
Who won with CJ Kent?
And Antoine,
what's his name locked in? That's a real race.
Hassan ain't sent no money.
They just said it.
Pro Stock got it.
Mark said he sent it. The money is up.
All right. Well, listen. I want another race. I'm looking for Kevin Hunt with Bigfoot. Now, can we get that locked?
Hold on.
Hello? What y'all cut the show off?
9870. No, I'm asking right now. 914-9870. Your mic is open.
I'm right here, Joe. And like I said before, going through all that bullshit, we ain't got to yell and scream. I'm going to get to the track, and I'm going to talk to you. I tried to do this
that's a month before.
That's the best I can do, Antoine, because
like,
we ain't going to go into a screaming match, yelling match. I'm
going
to get
Antoine,
to the track.
But...
Marcus,
all right, let me ask
I'm
going
to get to
I
the
mean,
track.
How many... What do you need to see when you get to the track to come and see me? That's what I want to know.
I haven't tested the car. That's the whole thing. I'm not running off the trail. I'm not doing that.
I'll tell you what, Kevin.
Don't tell me anything. Let me fuck this dog and I'll give you a puppy. Don't tell me anything.
I ain't worried about no puppies. I ain't worried about no goddamn cats. And I ain't worried about no lambs.
Is the track
what
open
I'm
up Friday?
Is, the
hey,
track
let me talk to Joe, man. Can I ask somebody a question other than Mark?
Yes, they're having something Thursday,
but that's a private session. And what's going on Friday as far as a
Thursday is a testing tune,
but they call for rain Thursday, Kevin. So that's kind of iffy. Friday,
okay.
North versus South show starts officially Friday. The show is a two-day event. It starts Friday. As soon as the track opens, boom, North versus South.
What?
Welcome to the live Hollywood Park.
So there is no, like, you can still take your car there and do some shakes or something like that?
What time the gate opens?
12 o'clock. All right, that's what I
hot. Yeah, I'm sorry, Kev. The track goes open up at 12. The track will go hot. I'm going to say no later than 2 o'clock. The track going to go hot Friday at 2 o'clock.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
Okay.
Yes, all right, sir. Kevin, so how many shakedowns you need before you want to do something?
Man, listen. Don't worry about what I need. I'm going to approach you. That's it, bro. Just let this shit go,
I'm approaching you now, what I'm saying.
Man, we went through this already, man.
I'll tell you what. Oh, listen. I'll tell you what. Shake down until you can't shake down no more. And let's
I don't need your permission to do that, bro. Bruh, I don't need your permission
to
do that.
Like,
I can
like
do that shit if I want to.
You act like
anybody
you need permission
know me,
to leave home.
But you don't. I'm not taking the car and shaking down all night long. If I don't see what I see by my second pass, it's a wrap with me. I ain't going to sit there and beat the car up all day. If I can't do it right by the if I can't get right by the second pass, then that's how that is.
Three passes, and on that fourth pass, I get on your ass.
I'm telling you, I'm going to
give you three passes, and on that fourth pass, I get on your ass.
You can't get me shit, Marcus. Marcus.
So what you
again,
said, you basically said Red Rock. Is you saying
shit.
Red Rock? Is you
no,
saying Red Rock?
You the one that said Red Rock when I was putting this money up. We ain't got to go through all that. That's history. That shit's history.
Let's put the money up
like
now.
Like you said, man, let's move on with the show, Joe. Let's move on with the show.
All right.
Let's move on with the show.
So he said Red Rock, fat ass.
Yeah, whatever
good.
You say, man. Like I said, man, I'm too grown to go through this bullshit. Go on with the show.
I tell you what.
Don't tell me anything,
back
man.
I get a back tire at 8 o'clock Friday night. Fuck it. Let's get it.
I'll take that race at 8 o'clock without the back tire.
Ain't nobody talking to you, Sammy. Stay in your place. I'm talking to Mr.
That's
Hunt.
That's my uncle.
I wouldn't give a damn if they was your cousin. I'm talking to Mr. Hunt.
Sammy, it's all right, Sam. We can defend ourselves. It ain't no big thing. When I wanted to lock in, it was bullshit. It was I'm not going through that bullshit. That guy said, I'll get to the fucking track, and I would approach you. I would approach you when I get to the track.
Right now.
I don't give a fuck what
you
want
to
do. Well, I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it a month ago when
you
didn't. And then I wanted to do it 2 weeks before the race when I wanted to do it and you didn't.
Listen,
remember all that shit?
You weren't saying nothing to make me feel good. I'm saying something to make you feel good.
There's other people out there, like the man said. We talking in circles. Go on with something else. This shit ain't going nowhere. This motherfucker, when I was ready to do it, he forced me to do it, and he didn't want to do it. 2 weeks before we were supposed to lock it. He didn't want to do it. Now all of a sudden his nuts is hard and he wanted to do it.
I'm trying to do something, make him feel good, and he backpedaling. Oh,
don't,
my God.
Don't do it. All right, well, listen, you get points for that. You get major points for that. Next call.
Hey, Mr. Hunt, listen, tell you what, let's just do it out of GP,
man.
Man,
would you wait till Friday?
I don't want to wait till Friday.
Matt Alvey, cuz.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Kevin.
Is he a little slow, or do he not understand English?
I'm
I get to the track, I would let him know after I see this car do. I'm not taking this virgin car and doing it. If he would have locked in like he was supposed to 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I don't do that 2 months ago. You know why? Because that's why
I
eat a lot
know.
Of races getting
I
off
have
now.
No idea.
That was 2 months ago. So
well, this one is remember when I asked you on the Tuesday show, let me refresh your memory because you short on shit.
It don't matter.
I said, it was a Tuesday show. I said, I'll let you know Thursday. And then you jumped at
me
like you wanted to do. I said, fuck it, let's lock in tonight. Then your comeback was, I'll lock you in 2 weeks before the show. Remember that? Do you remember that?
2 weeks now? Ain't it 2 weeks
now? No, it was 2 weeks last week, and you bullshitted about that.
What?
That's
listen,
why I said
like
I'm not
TV.
Fucking with you with this stupid shit, man. Listen, man.
Well,
grown
listen,
man game, I don't play that. I just want to race,
you
man. That's it, Marcus. I don't want to
go
through all the hysteria
like
we're doing now.
Let's go here.
Yo, bro, could you hold your nut for another 3 days? Thank you. You get my point.
I appreciate you, Fat Albert. He ain't one race. He's scared.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
All
right, girl.
If you would, your mic is open.
Open up a mic, Joe.
I want to race. Your
mic
is open.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
What's going on, Butcher?
I sure can't call it.
Hey, Butcher Woods, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
You want to do anything with Bigfoot?
Yeah.
I'm just asking, do you want to do anything with Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Huh?
Head the fuck up.
Okay. When you want to do it?
What?
When you want to do it?
I'll let you know. I'll see my man, see what he's going to do Friday night.
All right, okay. I'll come holler at you Friday night. That ain't nothing else to talk about.
You got a fucking Mustang, bitch. I'm going to show you something.
What
I
you say? You got a what?
Oh, shit.
You got a fucking Mustang.
What you say?
You heard what
motherfucker,
I said.
I got a Mustang. Motherfucker, I got a Mustang S10s too. If you want to get lightweight, motherfucker, we can get lightweight. I'm trying to
this
do something to you with your Malibu.
This is
and
all
I got an all
steel.
Listen, ho. And I got ho. And I got an all steel, all glass S10 to go through that Mustang ass. So don't talk no shit. That's what I'm telling you. Don't be nice. If you bet, if you talk nice, I bet nice. If you get mad, I get mad with you. Now
you
take it easy.
Some money, motherfucker. First of all,
okay, I'll tell you what.
You keep
wait. Oh, I'll tell you what. Listen. Since you're talking, let's go ahead and lock some money up. Your Mustang, that Mustang you're talking about, versus my S10 Friday night at 8 o'clock. Let's get busy then, since you're talking shit.
You're
I'm sick of that shit.
Over,
y'all
want to
talk about. No, now
big,
you
want to
talk
foot.
About the Nova. I came at you.
Foot.
I came at you about your Malibu, the same car you running. The same car you running Cliff with. The same car you running Cliff with.
I'm not running that Nova. I'm not
okay, well, that's cool.
Then.
That's fine. Listen. That's fine. You got the back tire. You
what
want
you
that?
Giving up?
I just told you, you got the back tire. And you got lane choice. Friday night at 7 o'clock.
What you giving up? I didn't hear what you said.
Hey, Fat Ever, is my phone working? Fat Ever, is my phone working?
You got the back tire, but He said you got the back tire and lane. Did you say he got lane choice too, Marcus? Is that what you said?
He got lane choice too. Yes, he got lane choice too.
You got the back tire and lane choice, Butcher.
The back tire is a sucker race.
All right, so you asked what I was giving up. I just told you what I would give you, and I'm giving you advantage over me.
I ain't got to win you. I ain't got to win you.
Okay, all right, cool. Hey, Joe, I ain't going to hold you short no more. I'll see y'all North versus South Thursday. I'm going.
No, don't go nowhere. Okay. Wait, don't go nowhere. You're being a bully right now. Don't go nowhere. I want to be a bully.
Sammy, will you shut up? Ain't nobody talking to you.
No, just say Red Rock. Just say Red Rock.
Oh, Antoine. Mark said you got to pick up one of the cars. He can't pick up two cars by...
Antoine said he'll pick the car up, but he's not paying for the car. Mark said he was going to pay for
correct.
Both rental cars. All he
right.
got to do is send Antoine the money, and he'll pick the car up. Stop with this. I wish Mark and them stop with this motherfucking New York City slicker
Mark
type shit. Always
Mark.
Trying to get over
Mark
a motherfucker.
On
what, tell him hit the one button. The man said
no,
he paying for both
Mark.
Cars. Okay. The man said he paying for both
Mark.
Cars. We not paying
Mark
for shit. The race no
Mark
motherfucker. What's on? Well, New Jersey.
Come on. Young Stein. He on my line. He ain't talking. I don't know. All right, move on, Joe. Move on.
Hold on a second.
There you go.
There you go. There's no issue. It is fucking $70 to rent a car. We're going to go there and pick it up. I will be there Friday afternoon. Whatever time you want to go over there, we're going to go over there and pick the car
just
up.
Just call me when you get there. I'll already be there.
I'm gonna pick your ass up from the track, and we're gonna go there. It's 2.3 miles away from the track. We're gonna go there, get the car, and y'all get down there and get your ass cracked.
Uh oh, sounds good. You hear that, Antoine? Yeah, okay, there we got
sounds
that. He gonna okay, there you go. See, that's all that had to be said. All right, he gonna pick you up. You and him both going to get the cars, and he says 3 miles from the track.
I told you this beforehand. There's no back and forth. I told you. I'm going to pay for this thing. I'm going to pay for it. It's a $250 deposit that you give up that comes back on your card. But it says, I can't do one that I already had one already did. So being that that is the case, you go there, you get the second one, y'all have fun. That's all this is about. It ain't about no slick talk. It's about y'all having fun.
That's all.
And
okay.
I'm going to bust your pockets wide open just to let you know.
Oh, shit. You're going to bust his pocket?
He gonna bet on Hassan like that. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna bust his pockets the same way we busted him when they ran LaRon. Watch this.
You gonna get your chance.
So Antoine, you trying to say you gonna take his last $40 like you did that?
His last funky 40, yes sir.
Good God Almighty.
Hey, listen, Joe. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo.
I bet you this. It will be. Uh-huh. It won't be that this go round.
Uh-oh. I hear you.
Hey,
all
Joe,
right,
you
unmuted.
You unmuted my mic, Joe. So I'm just sitting back chilling. That's all. I just unmuted my mic. That's all.
How y'all doing?
What's
up, Drew? What up?
Yeah,
Drew?
Yeah. What's going on,
Fat
Albert?
Oh, nothing much. Just listening to all this. I tell you, boy, I can't wait for these few more days. That's all I can say. I can't wait for a couple more days.
Me neither. You gonna have that slow stone cold down there?
You got it.
Okay. Ah, shit. I got the damn. I got right many of them, but not all of them. But I don't know. Oh, let me know. I got me a money counter, and it does detect funny money. So don't try to slip me no bullshit. My machine
no
do
funny
detect
money
it.
I'm
no funny money detector.
God
damn it. So I had to get me one, Sammy. Damn if I count all this shit for 2 days, give me a fucking headache. I went and bought me. Damn, that's all I need, Joe, them give me the extension cord where I can plug it up and set it right there on the wall or on my little table.
this is good.
This is going to be good here. We're going to have a ball, y'all. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a ball. We're going to have fun. But let me say this. Also, I got to say this because of it. Fellas, everybody that's listening on my voice, we are not tolerating no bullshit at this track. Hey, somebody cut the music off. Cut the music off. Listen, we're not tolerating no bullshit at this track. I'm going to say it now. I have been a...
Hello?
We're not going to ask who started it. Yeah, we hear you, Joe.
Okay.
Do everybody hear me? Everybody hear me?
No, they hear you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, listen. We're not going to ask who started it. Both parties will get them silver bracelets. And that comes from Gallant Motorsport Park. Not Joe, Dexter, or Larry. They are deputy sheriffs will be there. Sammy, I'm being serious now. Stop. Do not start no bullshit at this track because they have been instructed to take both parties away. It ain't no y'all separate and walk away. They putting them handcuffs on them. Don't come to me and say, well, Fred, there's nothing I can do. Don't go to Joe because there's nothing Joe can do. Let's have fun, man. Let's have a great time. A lot of food, music, drinking. We just going to have a great time. We don't need that bullshit. Leave it on 95. Leave it on 95. You can do whatever you want out there on I-95, but do not bring it inside that track. All right? Let's have a great time. I can't wait to see everybody. We're going to laugh, joke, cut up, eat good, drink, and just have a lot of fun. All right?
Fat Abba, who's the DJ? DJ No Clue?
Antoine.
Well,
DJ No Clue.
DJ No Clue. Oh, Joe, get out of there, Joe. Get out of there. He's talking about No Crew.
Sammy.
DJ No Clue?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right. I had no clue that Billy Brown's going to gas your ass neither, but I'm back on mute.
Bet that. Pinky swear, bang your head on the wall, fucking do whatever you want to do. Bet, lock.
I'll see you there. You got a bet for me.
No.
I'm coming straight.
DP
man
is here.
DP man
is here.
I don't care enough about no DP man.
I'm sending my money right now.
I don't care.
I just got a text, you guys.
Just say Red Rock.
I got to read this text out for y'all right now.
Okay.
He said, on radio show, can you let Wongus, Killer, Gordo, and Avon know that they are weak?
Oh, shit. Who said Joe?
Put a name on
it.
Oh, shit.
Wait. Say the name again. Wait, I think I know who it is.
He said, tell Wongus, Killer, Gordo, and Avon.
Wait a minute,
who got all that background noise?
Okay, there we go. Go ahead, Joe.
What do I win? Joe, what do I win if I tell you who it is?
Yeah, I'll tell you who it is. You just tell me who you think it is.
I think he got an RX-7 that he kept on calling me, and I had to lock his ass in because he was driving me crazy, but I wasn't scared, so I locked his ass in.
He said every last one of them a week.
Who is it, Joe? I got to hear this.
That's Kyle with the RX-7. He got the little RX-7. He tried to lock in Killer.
Oh, that's Sammy's girlfriend.
He's running Sammy.
There's a difference. There's a difference. He hit up everybody from the DMV and the DMV in the Delaware area, and they told him Red Rock, I'm still testing and this and that. Then he started hitting up people from his town, his neck of the woods from New York, and I said, lock the fuck in.
Yeah, he put it on that Killer, Gordo, Avon. He says all of those guys are weak. But it's little. It's up there. You can see a little RX-7 that he has.
He cut Fat Albert. He called out everybody and their mother, and everybody said no.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. Let me see what happens. 301-536-4533. Your mic is open.
Yo.
So what's going on,
Avon?
What's going on, Avon?
Avon, who is this guy calling all y'all weak? Who is it, Avon? I don't know him.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to find out. And Sammy said, everybody said Red Rock. I ain't even talking to nobody about walking in.
Nah, he hit up. See, I don't know.
So don't speak for me.
But he hit me up.
Avon. I don't even know who you're talking about.
I don't know. He
this
said
the first
he
I heard
PM.
Of it.
I kid you not. That's what he just. PM,
but I don't
he texted me.
But the whole thing about it. I know he hit me up, and I was like, yo, you picking on New York, motherfucker. This is North versus South. Why don't you go out to the side? I said, I hit everybody up. Nobody wants to lock me in. I'm not coming down until I get a lock in.
Is he on the show now, Joe? Tell him to hit the one button.
Because he at work, so he tried to text me. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Well, I'll be there on Saturday. I ain't locking in no damn ghost car. I don't even know what he got.
It's a slow-ass RX-7.
You can say that all you want, but I still got to see the car.
Avon,
me
and you
are
cool, right?
Yup.
My dumbass locks his ass in for off the trailer Friday. Because I had an open spot. Marcus Wonkers didn't want it.
Hey Sammy, I do what I want on my time, not on nobody else's time or nobody else's dime. On my time.
Can you repeat that again? Can you please repeat that again?
I said I do what I want on my time and on my dime, not on nobody else's time or nobody else's dime.
Yeah, right. But when a motherfucker do it his way, when somebody else do it the same way you do it, then you talk shit about him. How about that?
Why are you talking?
Did you hear that bullshit, Sammy? It works for him, but it can't work for nobody else but him.
Hold on, man. You hurting the motherfucker with all that goddamn background noise.
Hold up. Let me see something. Hold on. So... You're not going to lock me in because it's not your time and whatever, on your dime or whatever. Kevin Hunt just told you the same thing. Now, bitch, stay Red Rock.
Listen, Red Rock. I don't give a fuck what Kevin Hunt say, what you say, anybody
say.
See,
that's just bullshit. It works for him, but it can't work for nobody else. See, that's that bullshit.
Hey,
and nobody calling him on that bullshit.
You the motherfucking fool if you allow a motherfucker to make you do what they want you to do.
I ain't paying that shit you talking about. Stop crying, motherfucker. When I come over to your fucking ass, you keep that same gorilla attitude you got right now.
And I will hit you with that fucking money.
Hold on, Marcus. I got a question for you. Go ahead, Antoine. Are you on nitrous or are you on boost?
I got both.
No, for that Mustang.
Antoine, don't worry about it. We got Antoine.
Don't worry about it. Like the man said, don't worry about it. I don't bullshit you like that. It's straight nitrous, Antoine. It's straight nitrous. You got Lexan windows.
No, it don't.
Yes, it do.
Kevin Hunt has Lexan windows.
Listen, man.
I don't know
no,
what
Sammy just made
to
a
me.
Good point. All Sammy did, he made a point. The same shit you were screaming Red Rock about, you do it and it's
listen,
okay. But
listen,
another motherfucker do it
listen.
And then you down
but
you like talking shit about him.
Is,
see how that shit works?
But the difference is
sometimes you should listen
is,
to what you
I'm
say, man. But that shit come right back at you.
I ain't gotta listen to goddamn thing. I say what the fuck I say, that's what it is. But the thing
about
it is, the thing about it is that y'all motherfuckers crying on
about
the
it.
Y'all the worst person.
Think about it. Think about it. Whatever. Ain't nobody fucking crying grown man shit.
Yeah,
yeah. You the one that fucking always changing the rules.
If you cry, what the baby gonna do? If you cry, what the baby gonna do?
You change the rules. Next caller.
All right, well, Joe trying to get well, the guy to say everybody scared. So he's
Sammy, the guy
trying to get him on.
He's from up our area?
Man, I knew who the dude is, and I told him I'm not interested.
He's the Franco. He's one of the Franco boys.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about now.
I already told him I'm not interested, so there's nothing
you know,
else for him
know,
to talk about on
sure.
The Bad Mouth crew. Sammy, you got to lock
like,
this. What the fuck you talking about? What the fuck you talking for him, Sammy, if you got to lock this? Oh, I guess y'all fake racist, right?
I'm just talking
yes,
for him.
Yes, you is. How the fuck you is? You sitting here running your goddamn mouth on everything about this dude. You must be fake racist.
Marcus,
that's what I'm talking about. That fake ass shit.
Stupid motherfucker. I told you about that fake ass shit and that fucking other stupid shit.
Well, fuck you.
Won't you shut the fuck up for once and shut the fuck up?
Stop talking
to
everybody
else. Stupid.
Stop talking about everybody else.
Okay,
all
right.
God damn.
Like,
motherfuckers always talking for other people when they got locked in though. Come on, man.
I'm talking to Kevin right now. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you and Kevin.
Hold on,
Kevin.
Hold on. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe. All right, open up this mic. Hold on, y'all. 240-6753, your mic is open. 240-6753, your mic is open.
Go on, one.
Want to be on kicked out.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
Anyway, so Uncle Kevin, he's part of the Francos. I think he deals with the Francos, and you know how I feel about
yeah,
the Francos.
I got an idea what you're talking about.
So I had to lock his ass in because he's one of the Francos. You know how I feel about the Francos.
I feel you, nephew.
All right. Well,
you know what I mean?
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Hey, Joe, but
am I right or wrong, Joe?
Is bringing the Rico Mafia. They bringing their number one guy on their list, the Cobalt. Big time. I wonder if would he entertain Jeff Rogers.
They already talked about that.
Oh, they did.
No,
yes,
they didn't.
They did.
They didn't get to talk.
Well,
they
mentioned it.
No, they were talking about the Wright brothers who were going to entertain them, but as a Jeff. Jeff, they were talking about Jeff against the other one, not the Cobalt. Cobalt, they didn't know the Cobalt was coming. That was their number one hitter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's their number one guy down there.
I didn't get to talk to Jeff about that one. Probably talk to him. He might come on here tonight. I know he's still working. But, the Cobalt coming, the Wright brothers coming. I think the Wright brothers put on there. That actually came up today if you look at the 12 o'clock show. And the Wright brothers said they would entertain it also. Tony Tan, I know those guys are doing a six-car shootout, something like that. They're going to be actually trying to do something that day. They all want to put their money up to go against each other. They also got, Giganto's got 10 cars that's coming with them. It's called Rico Mafia. And they're actually got 10, and they all looking for action. I'm waiting to see, because I think they might. I'm not sure. A couple cars from Maryland wasn't quite ready, but now I'm hearing that they're close to be ready. So we're waiting to hear about that to make sure I think they were doing some testing today or something over there. So we'll hear it, and hopefully we'll get them locked in. So we'll see. I know, what's the guy with the Beretta? You know the one I'm talking about, right? With the black Beretta. What's his name? I think they're
from
trying to get hit. They're trying to Virginia. You're talking about KJ, what is it, my initial, that might end up running one of their cars.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to end up running one of their cars. They already been talking about it.
Oh, okay.
They asked about them, and so we're going to see what happens. So we'll see. But I'm going to open up this other mic real quick because these guys now hit it again, so I want to make sure you hit the one button. We're going to see what it is. 240-6753, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up? It's CJ. I'm on here. Look,
what's going on, CJ?
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, we got you.
Hey.
We
hey, look, quick question. Mark is still on here?
Yeah, he should be on there.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah,
there you go, CJ.
Hey, what I tried to explain to you on that post about that bet, right? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay. I'm betting the pot by myself, and I want to bet half the pot on that gap to keep ringing. Can we do that?
No, we can bet the whole pot, and we can bet on the gap.
I'm talking about me and you running for 1,000 and I want to bet 500 that you don't got.
I bet you the 200, like I said, told Tricky Ricky. If you don't want to bet it, then don't just say you ain't going to bet it.
You never told me that. You told Tricky Rick that.
I never seen nothing about no $200 bet. Listen, my man. That stands for you and your crew. Whoever else want that two, if they want the $200 side bet on the gap, take it. If not, then fuck it. We just gonna race for whatever we race for. Ain't a whole lot.
I'll take that 200. Write that down, Fat. I want that 200 that he gonna got me.
Yep. That book, Bigfoot Gap, CJ. Okay, got it. I got it.
Yeah, on the side.
There's a lot.
Yeah,
Mark's got a gap, man. It's locked.
That's all I want.
I'm going
to
sit back and listen.
All right, I'm going on mute.
You say what?
I said, did you need my services anymore? If not, I'm going on mute.
I like to bet half of what we racing for, you know what I mean? Just like good old dice game. I normally bet half of what I'm shooting.
Well,
I'm shooting
mean, 1,000
on the
pot.
Listen,
we can up the pot. We can up the pot.
We can up the pot, but the thing about it is not your car, it's not your pocket that you bet. I'm betting everything that's mine.
Hey, listen.
I'm not trying to put
I
you
drive,
out there,
I bet.
But
everything I drive, I bet.
No, you don't.
Period,
no, you don't.
Self,
no, you
so,
don't. No.
Period.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you call,
yeah,
listen,
yeah.
You call it what you want. You call it what you want, boss. That shit don't mean nothing.
I'm speaking facts.
I got it. $200.
That shit don't, listen, hold. That shit don't mean nothing to me. I wouldn't give a damn if you were speaking aerial facts. That shit don't mean nothing to me.
That's the whole problem with you. You don't want no real motherfucker telling you nothing. You want them old clowns telling you shit.
Well, let them be clowns. You can be a clown. Whoever can be a clown. That shit don't mean nothing. What I'm telling you is, if you want to bet more money, bet it in the pot, and we'll do whatever on the side. It's nothing to have to talk about. Why you keep talking about it?
You really don't want to race or bet, but it's all good.
I already got you locked.
I tell you what, then. I bet this, and I'm going to put it out there. I know Antoine, listen.
What?
When I fuck Bigfoot up, when I fuck OG Bobby,
I'm betting you pay Punk out. Who gonna pay Punk out?
I'm gonna tell you this right now. And when we lock in, I'm betting on the motherfucking game. You ain't listen. I already know. Hold tight. I'm gonna because I'm on this motherfucker. I'm betting. I'm gonna get your weekend switch. Ho ho ho. With the changes, all the changes you made to your car, so you think I don't know? I don't give a fuck about none
of
that shit. I'm gonna get
it. Ain't gonna
to help you.
One thing about
it.
Okay, can we lock that in?
Antoine, he got the gap. We ain't gonna keep giving these motherfuckers the advantage.
Y'all the one saying it.
No, you just said it while ago.
I never said it while ago. Antoine just said that.
Antoine, make it be the same. What make it be on both ways? I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Antoine. So Antoine, we got that bet locked. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yes, I'll put it on there. Yes.
I'm gonna get away from it. I'm gonna get everything you looking.
But just know, I know you don't sit like you did before, and I don't give a fuck.
What else do you know? Do you know I've already been out testing too? Do y'all already know that? Do y'all already know everything else? I already know this stuff, man.
You think I'm stupid?
No, you don't.
I'm gonna show you how dumb y'all are. Okay. You think we don't know this shit? You think we can show you everything that you want to see?
Okay. One thing about it, y'all don't know. I'm willing to bet on it.
CJ,
okay, I don't have a chance. That's the thing. All I got is four people. Four people.
Okay.
And out of that four people, I guarantee don't nobody know what the fuck I got.
Can't leave. Okay.
My camp, man, look, one thing about it, my camp don't leave like y'all can't. I can pull y'all right now and bet money on.
Hey, I tell you what, pull what you want to pull about ODB. Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Cash that fat out. I'm going to send him a picture of your motor and everything in your truck. Your phone breaking up, man. I'm willing to bet that. I bet you can. I bet that. I bet you can. I'm ready to cash out your $1,000. Tell him cash out $1,000. Once we lock it in, I'm going to send you a picture of his truck.
Oh, of his truck.
With the hood on and everything.
And
guess what? He in the background. Him, Marcus,
everybody see his truck.
Oh, man, Marcus, we can lock this in. Marcus, we can lock this in right now. Yes. Yes, the fuck we are. Yes.
I got, y'all, I'm about to send you a thousand dollars as long as he sends it to you. Wait a minute, don't spend it, because they're gonna take a fee out on that. Y'all, let me get this straight, y'all gonna send a thousand dollars that he's gonna, I'm willing to bet a thousand dollars. I'm gonna drop a picture, I'm gonna drop a picture of his truck with a motor. Of course everybody's seen the shit that I posted on Facebook. You ain't seen what I got nailed.
Now,
you know what? I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna keep it a bond with you. With your truck was there, I bought some coil over from him for a customer, man, dummy. Now, and do you
know
where
my truck was at? Where my truck was at?
I don't have to tell y'all anything. I don't want to, you know what I mean, bring it out here. But guess what? I'm willing to bet some money. I got a picture, boy. All you gotta do is
bet you don't. Guess I would bet it.
$10,000.
Hold on.
$500.
How much you sending?
Send you $500. Whatever he's just fucking did up. I'm willing to bet this motherfucker right now. Oh, they think they know all this and know all that. But listen, wait a minute. How we gonna prove it? Because they can say, nope, that's not it. Send me my money. And I'm not gonna. The fucking truck got the name on the fucking window, man. What are you talking about, Pat? It's a clear fucking picture. What the fuck?
Man, ODB got plenty of money out there. I ain't gonna put it out there like that. But guess what? I did put it out there.
Please, put it out there. Please, no, bet $500 or $1,000. That's what we're gonna do. I wanna bet some money. I wanna gamble with you and show you how much of my fucking bet. How much of a wreck you is. Bet it. Take both y'all, put $250 together or $500, gonna send it $500. No, we not you and Tricky Ricky. We ain't gonna do that type shit.
First of all, don't put me in Tricky Ricky and never. Tricky Ricky is own man. His own operation.
Yes,
everything.
Is. That's my man, yeah, but just because y'all sit up there and think y'all know everything.
We do know everything. We know a whole lot more than you think.
I know. And guess what? And I'm willing to bet you, sir, you and Antoine some money right now.
Just told you.
That I can drop a dime on y'all.
Okay.
You can't drop it then.
Hold on, Hassan.
Man, you got to bet that money, man.
Drop it.
Hassan ain't doing shit.
Hassan ain't doing nothing for real. So like I said,
Hassan, you know,
when you feel
you
comfortable,
know
you
better
you actually want to bet some money. Matter of fact, all you got to do, you ain't really got cash out. When we get to Galop Friday, me and you can pull $5 for the time. We could bet $100, and I'm going to show it to you.
Okay, all right. All right, CJ, that's good. That's a good bet. That's a good bet.
I'm not talking to you, sir. You on the back burner. You done got hit with a lot of everything. You.
Who are you talking to then?
Short shit.
Nah, you just said you weren't talking to me. You said now you said you ain't talking to me. Which one is it?
First of all, you know what? You're right. I'm going back on me. That's right in the house. Let me get my shit situated.
All right. Hey, Hassan.
Come on back on
it. Hassan.
Hassan?
Yeah. I know. I got to take the screw out of it.
Yeah. Hey, Gregory, get back on the show, Gregory. Come off mute.
Greg, are you here?
Yo.
All right, we got Hassan on here.
We got Hassan on. There you go.
I'm listening.
What's going on? What's up? What's going on? I just came on here. I got tagged on here. What's going on?
Money.
All right, what's the problem? What's up?
Hassan, they said you locked in Gregory Sharp for $1,000 or $5,000 for North versus South.
Man.
Bringing a Corvette. He wants to send the money so he can bring the car and he's going to run you with that Hellcat.
Man, nobody ain't locking no thousand. Man, that man said, $100 on $5. That man said, no, come on, man. I don't play them type of games. Come on, man.
Well, how we going to have
it?
How y'all going to have a joke, Greg, and found out? How y'all going to have this?
We're gonna do one on five or what you wanna do, man. Somebody erase that type of money.
Let me just keep it down.
Listen.
Go ahead, Greg.
Go ahead, Fat Up.
I went back and listened to it. He said 1,000. He said 105, and I'm not talking about 100. He said 1,000 on 5,000, and you said lock.
Oh,
I got to call it down the middle.
Well, okay.
Huh?
Man, the race is on 105, man. That's the race. Come on, man. Greg is trying to be funny as shit. It's the race 105, man.
Hassan, go back and listen to the show. I'm not going to debate this back and forth. All I'm asking, go back and listen to the show. I listened to it again last night myself to make sure I was clear. All I'm asking, go back and listen to the show.
Man, it's one on five, man. That's all it is, 1-on-5, man.
Hassan, I'm gonna say that I just got back on because my girl just called me. When you say 1-on-5, understand this. People can say 1-on-5 and be 1,000 on 5,000. You have to listen. You have to be specific because I seen a motherfucker get caught real heavy at Del Mar about that. So that's what I'm saying. You can say 1-on-5 the same way Zeus says 1-on-5. Zeus runs for 1-on-5,000. You're not trying to run for that number, so you got to be. You have to articulate the right thing. Is what I'm saying.
Come on, man.
Fat Albert, I'm about to send you some money so CJ can present proof of what I got in my truck. Give me a minute.
Wait. That, y'all gonna do that? Well, don't send it because
if
you're
gonna send it
track,
now,
so
send him $500. If you gonna do it now, send him $500. I want the $500. Fuck the $100.
I didn't say $100. I'm gonna send him some bread, but you gotta present the true picture of what's in my truck right now.
Listen, man. Okay, one. I'm gonna say it again. It's ODD truck. That blue green fish looking motherfucker. Your hood is off, brother. Please say your motherfucker engine bag.
No,
now,
you said my engine bay.
Hold on.
You said my engine bay.
The motor bay. Your engine bay.
Yeah, anybody can see a picture of fucking engine bay.
I
got it
on
fucking Facebook.
No, you do not, sir.
Fat out. I'm about to call.
Now, look,
somebody give me a minute.
Look, you gonna make this shit worse than what it is, but I'm stating fact where I can really prove it. But I'm not that type of person. But if you want to gamble with me, I'm getting ready to gamble with you.
Present proof of what it is, and Fat Albert, I'll show you what I got underneath my fucking hood.
It ain't about what you got under your hood. I'm telling you what I've seen. I got a picture of your truck with a motor in. That's what I'm telling you.
So you talking about that last motor, that little motherfucker that I had?
No. It's a date on this motherfucker picture. It's a date on. And I'll tell you another thing. I even got the screenshots and I talked to the man before I even went to go get the call over.
Okay. Okay.
So, I
did
mean,
you know so much? Watch this. Now, we can run it up after I say this. What city was it in?
It ain't about no city or nothing. Fuck all that. Bet the money. Fuck all that shit.
Listen, I'll bet the fucking money, motherfucker, because you got to prove to me. No, you got to prove to me that you got, you know, you have no proof. But I have everything on you. Anybody can get a fucking picture of what the fuck I have.
$5 say that's not your truck. Guess what? It ain't your truck. You win the money.
Oh, man, you trying to do some little sort of nitpicky bets, man. I want you to show me exactly what the fuck I got underneath this motherfucker's hood.
I am going. He ain't going to show you. It's a fucking picture with a date. I'm sending him everything. All the motherfucking fact information I got. So you think I'm sitting here playing. And I'm going to address is on the motherfucker, too.
Oh, my God.
Like a fool, you're trying to fish. I'm trying to keep it a buck with you.
You ain't keeping it a buck with me, man.
Okay.
Go ahead, CJ.
You ain't
want to
bet
CJ,
that
1,000.
You don't want to bet that 500.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Say all the bullshit. Fuck all that. I ain't got nothing to do with that 1-on-5 with Hassan. But if Hassan and Gregory want to go out there for 1-on-5, I'll send you the deposit for Hassan for the Hellcat versus the Vet. $100 on 500. They have some fun.
Well, Gregory, I don't hear Gregory say. Gregory, did you hear what he said?
Yo.
He said, Mark said he'll put 100 on 500, but he's not putting up for no 5,000. But Hassan, I mean, that's what I try to tell you.
Mark,
slow down
Mark,
sometimes.
Mark, I don't mean no harm, and I'm not trying to bully nobody or buy no race, but I can't transport that car down and make the change I need to make for that car for no 105. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, if y'all want to get out of it, I'm cool with that. I ain't hard to get along with.
No, please, sir, don't put y'all. I understand what y'all doing. This is just a fundraiser, and I ain't got nothing to do with
hey.
It. But that's all it is.
Hey, Greg, I do you a favor because I'm a stand-up man. Look, I didn't hear you clear. That was on my mistake. But look, I'll give you $100. I'll give you $100 punk out in your hand. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I thought you said 1-on-5, but I'll give you the $100 punk out when I see you at the track. So. Yeah, that's how I'm going.
Hassan, you know me. You know that I ain't hard to get along with. And you know damn well I'm not gonna take you. I appreciate it, but I'm not gonna take you $100. You know me better than that.
Yeah, I know.
Bottom line, you know me better than that. You know, I will assume, being a man about it, I will assume that you may not have heard the 105, and I said I wasn't saying 100 because you were trying to over-talk and control the conversation. So, you know, if you didn't hear it, you know, you didn't hear it. But all I asked you to do was go back and listen to the show.
No, but one thing about, I'm not saying you lying or nothing like that, but like I said, I over-talked you. I thought you said 105, but one thing about me, I'll give you action if you was 105, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, like I said, I over-talked you, but at the end of the day, man, that's what I'm running for, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying?
I don't mean no harm. You know, I would love to do it, but I can't transport that car and make change to that car. You know, no disrespect. I can't do that for that. No disrespect.
And Fat Albert, just to clarify, I'm just Monday quarterback and to cover everything. Tomorrow, I'm gonna get on the phone with him with Enterprise for Antoine. He's going to have to call him to switch the reservation to his name because you can't have a reservation in one person's name and somebody else comes and get it. So just so we don't run into no issues, because I want to get Antoine's ass cracked, we're going to get him on the phone, make the reservation. He will get the money when I take him there to pay for it, the $250 deposit and the $70 for the rental, and that's how it goes. If he don't fucking do it, he loses the deposit to Hassan. Antoine?
Because that's what we agreed on. Man, just send me the address, fucking Enterprise. I'll be there when you
I'm
get there.
I don't know. Fuck that. I'm taking you. I'm going to be there by noon. I'm taking you. And your ass.
Dog,
I will be there before you. And if I don't take you, how far I lose a deposit?
Man, I will be there before you.
I wouldn't give a fuck if you did tomorrow. That's the terms.
Yeah, because Mark Jackson set this up, so we got to go off the turn.
Mama, open it up.
What you going to do, Antoine?
Don't forget, Antoine, you left in also. I got to get in the same car and run your raggedy-ass after. Play them tricks with me. Now, me and you got to hold on the deposit.
Mine is your deposit up.
Mine,
I don't know shit about it.
Is yours? Well, you locked it off
because it wasn't up.
Listen. Oh, now if you said it, though, then we go back to that shit you said. And you said this is what you got to do. Now, you want to go back and listen to that show?
Man, listen, Mark, I don't give a fuck about you.
I'm going to make Hassan beat the brakes off you, and then I'm going to beat the brakes out of you and take your last $40, and then I'm going to go get my deposit back. Play with me as you gonna do all that shit on the trees and all that game and shit you talking. I'm gonna blister your ass.
That part.
You said so you the lip whistling that's talking. You said your Ford Explorer could get a rock at the back tire while I'm fire driving. I bet you told another fucking lie, and I bet you that fucking Explorer don't give me a hell cause that I got the fucking back tire with whoever the fuck get in that car.
Hold tight, man. You talk too fucking fast. I said if the Hellcat comes in and I lock Hassan and he got the brake, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, I think
no back tire.
That's not what the fuck you said. You said anything that he drives, that Explorer, the rental car, everything got the back tire from your Explorer. Now, I bet you told him fucking lie.
Yes, he did say that.
He had the back tire. Hassan, shut the fuck up. You had the fucking back tire with the fucking Nissan Sentra. God damn. Listen to what the fuck I said. If I bring the Hellcat, he has the brake with your Hellcat, man. You ready to... I'm pulling you on you. Don't ask me no fucking questions. I'm coming with a car.
Okay. All right.
Now, I pulled a U-on-U. Don't ask him a question.
Okay. I'm going to pull me back on me. Whatever race car you got in North Surf, you got the back tire that you sit your ass in.
Hey, with the Hellcat.
What, Hassan driving? Yeah, I'll take that race.
No, motherfucker. This is between me and you. I'm going to beat the brakes off your bad mouth.
Shut the hell up. You ain't
going
to do shit. You ain't going to do shit, son. I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, Mark, we got him in a trick bag. Don't worry about it.
It ain't no trick.
Motherfucker's a fucking trick bag. You sit up here kissing a man's ass, or you sit here trying to take a man's money and bet against your own fucking home team.
I bet you won't give me that break. I bet you won't give me that break.
Why the fuck? Listen, if I Hellcat, guess the fuck I can. You can't even drive a fucking 100 horsepower minivan, let alone a fucking 600-700 fucking horsepower fucking Hellcat.
All right, lock in 250 or 500. Whatever Hellcat you get in, me and you had to fuck up.
I'm not locking it until I know the car's coming there. Period.
If the car don't come there, you win 250.
Exactly.
I don't know if the car is coming. So what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm driving it there, and my wife's driving the rental car down there, and we're going to bust your ass.
Oh, my gosh.
You won't get out of shit.
But that was dead.
You ain't getting out of shit. I'm spending more money to win the deposit that you're going to pay the fuck off than I'm a fucking chance to win.
But if they get locked in, I'm giving you $200 on the side that Mark gap them. If that happened right now, I'll send them to you right now.
Oh, Lord.
If near two of these cars come to house, I'll do this right while I sign. He went 250.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. If the car is there, you got action. I'm not doing none of the other shit. I don't know if the car is going to be there.
Well, look again. That's how you make a car be there when you lock the fuck in.
I'm not locking you in until I know for a fact the car is coming. Motherfucker.
You better stay over there by the DJ booth in the concession stand and stay clear.
Who the fuck stands by the DJ booth in the concession stand? Who the fuck does that shit?
Come on. gonna be married to you bad mouth bitches all night.
Oh yeah. Just to put this, hey Marcus, hold on, Mark. Just to put this part in, that black truckie said on live feed, that thing got everything in drag racing. If you bring that weak bitch there.
The
blackest car
that you was on live showing,
yeah.
The
blackest car,
you said this
man
truck, you do that,
I'll
beat the brakes off you.
That motherfucker got everything in drag racing if it comes on the property.
You're talking about beating the brakes off with a straight regular car, but you can't beat the brakes off of no motherfucker with a fucking race car. Come on, man, make it make sense.
Hold on, fuck all that.
He's doing all this talk about street cars, but he locked one motherfucker in for fucking North or South.
ODB didn't even.
Don't worry about ODB. Because you can't.
You're talking about something that ain't happened. We talking about what can happen. Just like you said, enough of that talking, it's time to go.
And what ain't going to happen is you lock your motherfucker in.
All right, well, clearly, you're gonna pay the punk out to Hassan. And I'm okay with that. The tunnel action you're going to get from Hassan on fucking social media about you paying a punk-ass $50
and you
shit
Hassan. You think I get two flying fucks about Hassan? Fuck you and Hassan. Fuck Pinklist and Blacklist. You think I give a fuck about 7-Eleven and fucking Coke? Fuck you think I'm talking about?
Oh, man.
Motherfucker, he's
7-Eleven.
You short stop.
Oh,
why you think I give a fuck about
you? Hold on. Didn't he say, I asked Post Doc Joe to give me my money, and Post Doc Joe called Antoine. Antoine said, I'm bringing the car, Post Doc. What's going on with that situation, Antoine?
What are you talking about, son? Like I said, Mars bring both cars. There's nothing
home.
Else to talk about.
You told me to call Post Doc Joe to get my money. I called Post Doc Joe and you blocked me from getting my money from Post Doc.
How the fuck did I block you from getting your? How the fuck you gonna get your money and sign the day of the race, you dumb motherfucker? You don't even know how to skip a fucking race. You didn't work.
No, hold on.
Get the fuck out of my motherfucking face.
Hold on.
I'm
gonna
tell
you
any motherfucker. Listen. Listen, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to pay you punk out right now, and what the fuck is it going to matter? Until I actually call him and tell him to pay you the deposit. Man, is you that damn hurt over fucking $50 damn, motherfucker? God damn.
It ain't the $50, though. It ain't about $50. You paying me
listen,
the punk out. Look,
Hassan,
you punk
Hassan,
out you, Antoine.
Hassan,
listen,
listen. This is why I'm telling you. If you don't have a race car, shut the fuck up, because you don't understand money, math, or mystery. Because you damn sure don't understand the math. You don't understand the mystery. And goddamn, you
Antoine,
ain't got a car. So what the fuck is it else that you're going to do?
Antoine, look who you're paying the punk out to. Think about this.
Hassan, I'm going to tell you. Listen, I say this on the show 50 million times. I'll tell a motherfucker anything until we get in the motherfucking beams. You think I really give a flying fuck? I'm going to tell you anything. You didn't believe it. I told you so many fucking lies and so much fucking truth. You believe the fucking lies and don't believe the truth. Come on, man.
Okay, now what's up with the black lady, the black truck?
It doesn't,
what's going
it
on with the black
truck? It doesn't matter. Listen, don't worry about the black truck.
Listen.
It's nothing else to fucking talk about. I'm taking it one race at a time.
Listen,
but
you was on live.
I don't give a fuck. Listen, Hassan.
No.
I don't give a fuck about live feed, son.
You was on live feed running your mouth. You gonna laugh me running your mouth? You bring that black fucking truck. You bring that black fucking truck.
Because my pocket. Because my pocket.
Listen to what I'm saying to you,
ho. Because my pocket allowed me to talk. I don't give a fuck what you can do. You need more to rent you a car, motherfucker. You gonna rent your own motherfucking car.
It doesn't matter though.
That's what you need.
Who put money up on what? I go cross your ass. You got everything in drag race for me, driving motherfucker. You won't lock it in.
Let's get it straight right now. The reason why you can't get a rental car is because, for one, you don't have a fucking license. Number two, you can't fucking drive.
Now he's a police officer. Now you're a police officer now.
No. God
damn.
Listen. Listen.
That's fine.
I don't give a flying fuck about none. I don't care about none of this. You've been in your feelings this whole time since you gave me the deposit last year.
Don't matter. You mad because you're getting exposed right now.
It doesn't matter. I tell you what.
Lock me in, Antoine. Lock me in for that black truck.
You're locked in.
I'm
so disrespectful. Okay, I'm so disrespectful. I'm so disrespectful with me in the Hellcat. You got everything in drag race with that black bitch in front of your house. You got everything in drag race, and I bet you that I got you for the 330.
I got something to say. I got something to say. I got something to say. Believe it or not.
Hold on, Rob. I tell you what I do. I tell you what I'm gonna do. This is what I'm gonna let you do.
I want that black truck. Whatever you do, I want that black truck. Whatever you do, I want that black truck.
I want that black truck. Hold up. Shut up. How you acting like this? A black truck versus you and a Hellcat. Let's lock the fuck in right now. You got the brick.
I got the brick. You got that black truck.
I got a black truck. Yes, I do. I have a black truck. Yes, let's
no,
lock in.
No, that black
now
truck was on live. We all see
I have a
that
black
truck was on your live. No, the
it's
one
a
on
black
live.
Truck.
Everybody knows what the truck look like. If that truck right there we seen on live is not on the property, you owe me punk out. We know what the fucking black truck look like. So you want to lock that in, sir?
I got a black truck. I have a black truck. I have a black truck. You have to break
it. Listen
to
the steps, y'all. Mark. Listen to the steps, y'all. Like Fred Albert said. Know what you say before you say Fred Albert. Because you're going to be a people man, Fred Albert, you're going to be the DP man, Fred Albert. This is what I'm saying. This is,
okay.
You're going to be the DP man. What my steps is, the live that the truck, that Antoine was on live with, the truck he showed everybody that we know what it looked like, because he showed outside his house, that truck said he going to give me the break, and yes, it's a fucking lock if he bring that bitch.
Uh-oh.
And I promise, I'm at 200 on the side, I keep spacing that weak bitch.
Uh-oh.
Now, look
so, hold on, let's get it straight.
One more thing, Fred. I'm going to let him talk. Hold on. Fred, if he don't come with that truck, he shows on live, he owe me talk out. Now, I'm done talking.
Fred Albert. Fat Albert, hold tight. What car are you driving? I'm about to lock you in right now.
That motherfucking Hellcat, dog. It's a truck that you showed on live, see. If you don't come with that truck, you owe me punk out.
I tell you
that's
what I do. Watch this, Fat Albert.
That's
Fat
it,
Albert. I tell you what I'm gonna do. Hold tight. I tell you what I'm gonna do. Fat Albert, let's lock this in. I get to break my fucking Ford Explorer. He's got to be.
No,
soon as we get done.
Hold.
How am I supposed to listen? Listen. Would you listen, you dumb motherfucker? I'm giving you your right. You dumb bitch. Listen. I'll take the break with my Ford Explorer. You drive that Hellcat. 5 minutes after we come out of lanes with a fucking Sentra. Now let's go. Now talk to me.
What you tell me? You said you'll give me the break, Antoine. Why you switching up for, huh?
No, you said you'll give me the break with my Ford Explorer.
You get the break if I
bring the Hellcat, you dumb motherfucker.
No, you did
God
not say
damn.
That, Antoine. You said you'll give me the break, Antoine. You just told me that. That's what Fred Albert said. You did say
you had the break.
Hassan,
I just want you to know that I just adjusted my valve listening to that bullshit.
Hey,
so
y'all
if I end up
dropping
a valve this weekend, y'all know what y'all's for.
Man, Hold on, everybody.
I can hear
you.
Go ahead, Rob. What'd you say, Rob?
Hassan.
I just adjusted all my valves on 8-ball listening to this goddamn conversation. And if I drop a valve this weekend, it's fucking Hassan's fault, and he's going to buy me a new motor. That's what I'm going to tell you, because that was a bunch of chaos.
Man, that's dumb.
Let's move on.
Okay, so I just want to make one thing clear, Fred Albert.
Oh,
did Antoine, he did not say he'd give me the break. Yes or no? That's what I want to hear, Fred Albert.
Yes, I gave you the break.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go against it.
Thank you. Thank
that's
you. So
it.
Why
if I bring
going,
that
how come we can't lock that in? But you said you bring the truck, you want the break. That's what you're saying.
You know what, Mark?
I ain't going to say Mark, because I already know what time it is between me and Mark. You know what? You got the motherfucking break in that black bitch you got in front of you. You got it. What the hell?
I don't even want it.
It's a lock.
Fat Albert. Can I ask you a question, Fat Albert?
They changed so many fucking races from this car. Do you know which car they talk about now? It's like a fucking pinball game, man. It's one this, they going all over the place.
I'm
trying to keep up with the conversation about the cars and what they're doing, and they going all over.
The black, listen, the black cat, me driving the black, the Hellcat, he got the fucking black truck and everything. Antoine got the break 105. I see you DP right now. It's a lock. What you want to do, Antoine? You got it.
I ain't interested.
Just say lock on your end so I know to send the money to him. I'll wait.
I'm not
you
interested.
Lock one, you got it. You got it. It's a lock.
I'm not interested.
No, no, what you mean? It's on you now. You running your mouth. And I'm betting that 200. I got your motherfucking ass. Mouth. Man, fuck with me.
Go ahead, Ant.
But you got my number. Send me your cash out right now. So I seen 100 right now. So you think I won't bluff it? I'm not bluffing.
What's wrong?
So talk to me, Antoine. It's a lock on my end. Let me know before I send Fedora this money. And I'm betting I got your ass.
Hey,
man, call my bluff. You think I can't drive? Watch what I do to you. Lock it in. Lock it in, mouth.
All right, hey Joe. Anybody might need to be over this shit. Got me crying.
You better go hide in the motherfucking bushes, you weak motherfucker.
Hey,
whoa!
Hassan, you already made him sit in the corner. Now leave him alone. Leave him alone.
I'm trying to give him a butt whooping now.
Listen, you're not even going to beat me on the fucking little Nissan Sentra.
I'm saying lock. Antoine, you want too much conversation. You want the man's show. I said lock. You asked for the break. You got it. And I bet you $200
that I got you. I had to think about it, Hassan.
Everybody knows why you're saying Red Rock. We all listening. Go ahead, Antoine.
Because I'm scared of my safety being in the lane beside you with a high horsepower car. That's
oh,
why.
My God. You already locked in with me.
I'm back on
me. Already on the line.
Listen, I'm locked in with you with a car that has 125 horsepower.
Stop using excuses, Antoine.
Listen, Hassan, I'm not going back.
Your life already on the line. You already locked in with me.
Listen, you driving 125 horsepower is a difference between 600 horsepower. It's a total difference. I'm okay with a little 100. I'm okay with that.
Scared motherfucker,
I'm okay with
man.
That.
Scared as shit.
I'm okay with that.
Scared
okay
as shit.
Oh,
Hassan's my new idol.
It's steak.
I'm your daddy.
It's barbecue. It's barbecue burn-ins.
That's right. I'm your daddy. So everybody know on live. Everybody on post, all his live notes. Please post this. I'm Antoine's daddy.
Oh Lord, good.
Like I said before, y'all. Listen, 105. Antoine got the break, and I'm betting 200 on Saturday. I got him before the 3:30. Before the 3:30.
Hey,
this
Fat
Albert.
Hey, CJ Kid, what is your punk? What is y'all's punk out with your smart car, Hassan? What's your punk out?
Oh, they want to put CJ in it. CJ ain't nothing to do with that. That's our business.
No,
nothing to do with that. We're talking about
away.
Look away.
Hold on.
Man
hold on.
Don't answer
CJ. What's the punk out?
Don't answer CJ.
Me, CJ,
and Brittany already talked. We already got our shit. The one thing about them, race.
No.
What you going to do, Antoine? They going to race me. We already locked in.
Yeah, I'm gonna pay you punk out, I guess. I guess that's what you think I'm going to do.
But we talking business, though. CJ, me, CJ, and Brittany already talked, so we already got our lock in. So what we going to do, Antoine?
I'm going to pay your deposit, and I'm going to give you a spot with what I come with. Now, and run the whole pot up. I'm sick of you.
Scared.
Now, this is what I want
y'all,
you to do.
Y'all ready for yourself.
Listen, so watch
y'all
this. I'll tell you what
Antoine,
I'm going to do. I'll tell you what
Antoine,
I'm going to do.
Antoine, you actually the break.
Oh,
okay,
watch
go ahead,
this.
Antoine.
Watch this. You got the breaking clear with whatever you drive. Let's lock in right now. What? 300 on 1,000.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna pay all your punk out and get one whole thing.
He think he's saying something smart. Check me out. Check this out. You got 105. You got the break and clear with that weak ass truck you got from your house with me driving the Hellcat. How about
which
that?
One? Which one? I got two of them.
The black truck.
Which
we all know. The black
which,
truck.
Which
shows
black,
on live.
Which one?
Yes, I screenshot it. I screenshot it. That same truck got the brake and clear for me, 105. I ain't going to just give you the brake. You got the clear. And I'm betting 200 I got you. Now lock it in. Please say lock so I get my people to go ahead and send that money to you, Fed operator now, please.
You already given them the clear, so you already got to gap them. You ain't got
to. I know. That's what I said. Exactly. If you're going to lock it in, I know. Okay. I'm waiting for them to say lock so I can send that money
Joe,
to you.
Is CJ Mike muted? He's trying to say something. He says Mike muted.
Well, Antoine don't want to race y'all. Hey, listen, at the end of the day, y'all, I want everybody on here to know Antoine asked for the break. I gave it to him. He didn't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm back on mute. I'm going to let CJ go ahead and talk.
My new hero.
Antoine, I'm your daddy. I'll see you later.
My new hero.
Kevin Hunt, Matt Whitting. Kevin Hunt, Matt Whitting. This is your hero.
Oh God! This is so funny.
That was comical there.
Yes, it was.
Joe. I know Joe ain't fall asleep yet.
Oh boy!
Here we go with it. Oh Lord, have her. We can't do another night with them for the snoring.
Hey, that was the other night.
Yeah.
Hey, that's how I feel. I feel it's like how I feel, just like that. Like how long I Joe feel me locking Antoine and listen.
Oh, damn. Oh, Lord.
Well, what got into the manager tonight?
Yeah, he done went off tonight.
He won't lock that in. He on Facebook laughing. He ha ha trying to get likes and lying on the motherfucking shit. Motherfucker, you got to break and clear from me with that weak bitch. I might be disrespectful and lock 100 on 1,000 on your motherfucking ass. And 200 on the gap.
All I can say is that Mark, you done created a monster. That's all I can say, Mark. You done created a monster.
Man, listen.
Mark done gave me a college job. I'm on Antoine. Ass don't know first off. He don't even fucking know. He don't even fucking know. Should I get to a track? I'm on the race.
Fed Albert. Just hold tight. All I'm saying is hold tight. If he tells me he's coming, I'm gonna put foot so far his motherfucking ass, the motherfucker gonna spit out blue crayons. Just watch what I tell you.
But why you okay, Antoine? If that's the case, why you lock that truck in, Antoine? If you're going to do all that, Antoine, you might as well go on the way with it. We're talking about some Toyota Camry, Antoine. Let's lock in that motherfucking horsepower, Mo. Antoine, I just don't want to go to 100 miles per hour. I'm trying to go 200-something. Let's ride, baby.
Rob.
Let's ride,
baby.
I'm here.
Okay, watch this. No, watch this. I'm about to be nasty and please excuse me what I'm getting ready to say. I tell you what, Hassan, you got everything in drag racing to the 8th mile mark with the Hellcat. I'll drive 8-ball. Now let's lock in. You want to ride?
Oh,
you got everything in drag racing, and I'm driving 8-ball.
I'm on motor.
I got a text, and I'm gonna read it verbatim. I'm just gonna read it.
Yeah.
How can you brag on another man's car and money? And I
I'm gonna straighten this out, fam. Watch how I come back at the situation. Same way, guys out here drive other people's cars for them. Just like that.
Good report.
Good comeback, Hassan. Good comeback.
That's a hard comeback. You my idol. Good report, Hassan.
How was that a good comeback?
Hey,
so
Hassan.
So comfortable driving.
Hey, Antoine. Hold on. Hey, Hassan.
Yeah.
This Avon, I'm going to tell you now.
He just
gave you a fucking good-ass fucking race.
Dude.
Don't tell
he
him.
Gonna stay on motor. He going to stay on motor, give you everything. That's a good race.
What I'm gonna tell you, I own the truck and I drive that motherfucker. You are stupid if you don't fucking take that race. You are a dumb motherfucker, Hassan.
Hassan, everybody text me saying,
hey, Hassan, you
they
shooting, or you, you shooting or you running motor, Hassan?
No, I'm staying on motor. It's a hell car.
The fuck, it's two motor cars. It's a race car versus a motor car.
A hell car is a supercharged car.
And he's getting everything.
It's a Hellcat supercharged.
He's getting everything.
Come on, man. There's no Hellcat supercharged. No...
I'll take that all day.
Fucking right. Give you everything. How can you say no?
Hey, Mark,
you... text me. They saying, Hassan, tell Hassan. I'm going to read it verbatim. Tell Hassan, take that race.
I ain't lying. That's a good race.
That is a good race.
They want to get you fucked up, Hassan.
I agree with you.
wait, I missed that. What is the race? What is the race? I missed it. What
thank
is
you.
He said he drive 8-ball and he give Hassan everything on the help with the Hellcat to the 8-mile.
And 8-ball gonna stay on it gonna stay on motor.
And I'm gonna
stay on motor.
Yep.
Oh shit.
You know,
I'll try that with my Lexus. Stay on motor and get. I'll try that with the Lexus. You give me everything and you going to stay on motor?
They plotting on
you,
Hassan. Don't fall for the banana trick. They plotting on you.
I'm not.
Kevin.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you.
Wow.
hey, Kevin.
Wow.
Yo.
I just told him I'll bet with him.
Oh boy, you guys!
Hey,
I tell
Avon,
you, this
Avon,
was some
Avon,
funny.
Avon, because you told me, because you saying that's a good race. You put up half though. You put up half though on that race.
Yeah, lock it in.
You mean, huh?
Yeah, lock it
how
in.
How much you putting up, Avon?
How
much
you putting
up,
Avon? He said 250, right? He said 105, right?
Yeah.
105, whatever he want to run for, yes.
All right, I'll go the other 250 on it, then on our side.
Come on, son, let's talk about it. And I'll
okay.
bring my driver's suit. Hey, I even bring the kitty helmet for you. Come on.
Hey, Antoine, I got another text.
Yeah.
Say, ask Twan, will he drive that truck against someone else heads up motor?
Nope. I just got to beat this person I had locked in last year that I got a nice deposit from.
So hold
just
on.
Come on, I'm
going to
get done with it.
Antoine, that race is for Hassan only?
Yeah, Hassan only. I'm ready to switch with. I even the break with ODB and me driving ODB, I'm going to give you everything. All
right,
so you're going to drive 8-ball truck on motor, and you giving Hassan everything in drag racing, and he's driving a Hellcat.
Everything. Yes.
Stock Hellcat.
Good Lord.
Whoa! Wait! Just a stock. Well, I ain't. I'm my brother. Let me be quiet.
It's a pro side.
You already know we're getting ready to go with this. Don't even say nothing, Fat Albert. Hold on, you're the DP man. Stay neutral. Hassan, is it locked?
Hassan, is it take down though? It ain't off the trailer, right?
Yes, it's on trailer. Yes.
No bet. I ain't betting that.
No bet.
He got shaked. He ain't never been in the car. This is what I do.
This is the only way I'm going to do it. If Antoine come off the trailer, with that car, with 8-ball, and let me get one shake down, he got
this is what I'm going to tell you. I got other races, so we're not going to bet off the trailer because I'm not going to stand in the way of my other races fucking with you, Hassan. That's what I'm going to tell you. So,
I cannot believe
you know,
this.
That's what I'm
going to
tell
you. That, race, Hassan, you want to take that race?
So. Martin,
Antoine, get this hammer. Hassan, you up here, goddamn, talking
about
that
crazy
shit. You won't take that race, and the man only trying to bet you $100 or $500. Come on,
man,
take the race.
Man,
if Mark says
he
gonna
allow me to
bet the, let me talk. How can he not allow you? You drive a car when
you're
supposed to drive the car anyway.
No, because if
he
comes
in, he told you. You got right to it.
Hey, Marcus.
The man said he don't.
What's
the
up,
man said he don't be driving.
Hold up, Marcus. Mark did say he had to make a shakedown or prove himself he can handle it first. He did say that.
Exactly.
So if he can't handle it, he got to pay Antoine money or
whatever. He got to pay Trump out.
Like,
yeah,
so let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and just do it. Let's go ahead and get it locked because I'm sick of the back and forth shit. Let's go ahead and get it locked, Hassan.
It's been a long fucking route to nowhere. That's what I'm telling
you. Yeah, yeah. I've got to see you and Antoine race to go. I don't want to see y'all race no more every day from cars. So let's go ahead and get you drive a Hellcat. Antoine drive eight ball. He going to give you everything. You leave when you get ready. Let's go ahead and do it.
If Mark Jackson say cool, I'm good with it. Because he just told me he don't want me driving no race car. If he say, yeah, that's that man car, though. Yeah, if you say yes,
you
go.
Mark Jackson over here.
I'm gonna read it verbatim. This is not coming from me now. They said, well, since you can't lock it in without Mark, shut the fuck up until you get permission. God damn.
Hey, Let me straighten this out. Mark Jackson say, okay, I can lock in regular cars. He say he don't want me to race racing cars. So that's why I said Mark got to make that motherfucking call. He said, yeah, I'll fuck Antoine up.
Hassan, that Hellcat ain't just no regular car, okay? So let's get that shit out of the way.
No,
with
it's
that.
Not a regular
car. That's what Mark Jackson said.
And this is what I'm going to tell you. If I need to bring you...
Who gives a fuck with Mark Jackson?
That's that man's car.
Hold on,
that man's car.
Well, stop lip boxing on that so much.
That's like me getting...
What happened?
Hey, Mark.
He said,
you want me to tell it?
Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Avon.
Hold on.
Hey, I'm on it, right?
Yeah.
All right. You hear me, Mark? I caught him on the back line now.
No, he said, hold on. Mark was doing something.
He said, don't do it, Mark.
No, I'm right here. I ain't talking to him. I'm right here.
I wish y'all, come on, Hassan, please.
I wish I could get it in. I just want to see it.
Hey, Marcus, I would do it if the man gave me permission. That's that man, Carlo.
Well, just lock it anyway, and if he don't give you, listen. Just lock it anyway. If he don't give you permission, all you got to do is pay your little $50 punk out. God damn.
Man, I ain't paying no punk out, man. Fuck that shit. If the man say yes, I'm going to do it. But you paying Gregory
for a punk out. Come on, man. Y'all need to stop this shit.
I mean, this is a lot of talking on that car, but I got a lot of bases. Hold on, Mark.
Hey, is CJ Mike muted, Joe? He been texting me. Is this Mike
muted? Mike's not muted.
Oh.
845-0695. Your mic is open.
Joe, where you been for the last 45 minutes? Lord, if it ain't been funny and comical, Joe. Go ahead. Who is that just came in? Who is that?
That's the cowboy.
That's the cowboy.
Okay, I recognize his voice.
All right, hold on, cowboy. Somebody jacking up a car or doing something. Good gracious.
Hold on. Let me go on mute. I'm going on mute.
Okay. All right, go ahead, cowboy. How you doing
just
today?
Just wanted to say hi. How you doing this evening? Just listening to all this funny stuff that you guys are talking about with the rental car and this and that. Oh, man. It's only $500. Just do it. That's what I say. Hey, 8-Ball. Mm-hmm. 8-Ball.
Yes.
What's going on, 8-Ball?
A lot. What's happening?
What's going on? You going to be there Friday? Do you have room for me?
I might.
Okay. You're supposed to get back to me, remember?
Okay.
I guess you forgot. I guess you forgot.
Yeah, I got it.
You remember.
Yeah. Look, I got one out there right now I'm waiting on a response from, and if not, I'll get you Friday night, 7 o'clock. How about that? We'll work it out at the track.
7 o'clock? Okay. We'll work it out at the track. That sounds great.
If the, yep. All right. Come look for me. I'll be there.
Okay, I'll be there.
I like the way you do things, 8-Ball.
Hey,
I like the way you do things. Nice and easy, no complications.
Nice and easy and simple.
No yelling, no nothing. You are the true, you speak for the game.
I like that.
None of that fucking bullshit.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
I do remember talking to you now. Yeah.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Catch me up. Look, I got one guy that I'm supposed to hear from. I was supposed to hear from him today, and I'm going to give him till tomorrow. And if he don't get me before I pull out on Thursday, then me and you will hook up 7 o'clock. If not, we'll run at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll talk about
Monday
at the racetrack.
Yeah. We spoke like a month ago, and I told you how to see
it. Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
Hey,
Rob is cool.
Yeah.
Right
out of it.
Hey,
good shit, fella.
I think
Marcus
had to go down at the top. That's all. See what?
Said what? Marcus the car. He had to go find the motherfucker.
Wait, find who?
No, not you, Cowboy.
Marcus had to go find the car.
Oh.
He can't find his car. He said he was walking to the car. Goddamn, he been walking for about a mile. Oh, that's A-Bot.
Hold on, you guys. Let me open up 484.
I'll tell you what, Cowboy. Call me.
8596. Your mic's open.
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow.
Hello,
tonight.
Okay, yeah, man. Call me tomorrow.
Yeah, 484. All right. Who is that? It just came on. Silverhawk.
What's going on, buddy?
Ain't nothing. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Oh, Silverhawk, all I'm doing is going tick-tock, tick-tock, because the clock is ticking.
I know that.
The clock is ticking,
right,
baby.
I know that's right.
Yes, sir.
I
can't wait to see all these races. All this, boy, somebody going to get, woo!
So, Silverhawk,
man, look,
you are
a good weekend.
Ready to go?
That's what I know. I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be a good fucking weekend.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. We're going to have some. It's going to be a
you're
great
ready,
time. We're going to have some fun, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I see me post my car out there. That's why I said I was going to post it. I'm ready. So I'm ready.
Oh, shit. So you ready to go ahead and run Mike Brown, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
Joe Gray.
Okay.
Joe Gray.
Uh-huh.
Joe Gray.
Yeah.
Didn't I tag you, let you know my car ready?
You ain't lying. That's all I just want to make. I just want to make sure that show everybody you ready for. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so, hey.
Yes, they going to be any motor cars down there?
Oh, they've got me plenty of them.
Oh, plenty of them.
Plenty of them.
Hey, Silverhawk, make sure you come. I'll be at the stage. Like, make sure you come see me, man. I want to shake your hand and meet you face-to-face, buddy.
I want to shake your hand, too. Yes, sir. That's
yes, sir.
A
must. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What about
yes,
me,
like
Fat Albert?
Style.
You want to meet me and shake my hand, Fat Albert?
I want to meet you and you pour me a cup. Now I'm back to talking. How about you pour me a cup?
I tried that already. You didn't take it.
Well, that was a different circumstances.
hey,
you always working.
I
know you always working.
Hold on a second. I got Kyle on the phone also, the one that for Avon and everything. Kyle, you out there? Go ahead and talk. I think you're on here.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Kyle.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to hear you guys, but if you can hear me, yeah, I told Joe to let Avon, Marcus, who else? Pro Stock Gordo, and am I missing one?
Oh,
who's the other one?
You the one that say all of them weak. Oh,
yeah,
shit. Uh-oh. Avon, come off mute, Avon. There you go. Uh-oh. You said Gordo, Sammy.
How you going to say we weak?
Uh-oh. Huh?
Uh-oh.
I can't hear you.
He said, how you going to say he weak?
Who's
that's
weak?
Avon.
Which one?
That's Avon.
Avon is actually out of all four, he's the only one that hasn't said no. He just hasn't answered me at all yet.
I haven't seen nothing or you ain't never sent me anything.
I tried to on Facebook.
Well, I ain't getting nothing.
Can you send a picture of your car to Joe and Joe can send it to Avon right now? We can take care of that problem right now.
Hey, Fred Albert, it don't matter. I'll be at the track.
I got a question for the guy with the R7.
Go ahead with it.
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm listening.
Is it rotary or is it my bad? Listen. What Antoine say?
No. Hold on, Mark. Hold on.
Hold on. They kind of lock in.
Hey, Cal. He want to know, is your car rotary?
Yeah, sure.
Is rotary?
Yes.
A or B?
If you want it to be.
All right. So now you're playing games. All right. Now you're playing games.
Just
now
you're
playing games. I don't want to see a picture. I'm asking about what's inside. Is it piston or rotary?
Why? You want to race?
I'm asking a question. Piston or rotary?
This is grudge racing.
They don't give out that information. This is grudge racing.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You don't get it yet?
If it's grudge racing, I hear people say, I got a big block, I got a small block, give me something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm asking.
And that's where it stops.
Right?
You've been listening long enough. You know how this game goes.
Yeah. So, forget it. I got nothing to say. This guy's playing games. You don't want to say if it's rotary or not. Cool. No problem.
Well, that's why I asked, I want to see the car. First of all, if you're going to ask me a question. Yeah.
Hey, Cal, Avon said he'll be at the track. So y'all two can meet up and go from there.
That's what everyone says.
Wow.
So, you know what I'm saying is they don't want to lock in a DP. They say, just talk to me the day of.
I saw this car on Facebook.
He's on the street.
Okay.
So my point is everyone says, let's talk the day of. And then I go up to them the day of, and they don't race. You know, it looks like they're not, it's not like they're, backing down, but really that's what they're doing.
Well, aren't you locked in with Sammy? Is Sammy going to race you?
Yeah, but that's just one. I'm looking to feast.
You're looking to race.
Avon, check your phone.
Who is it? That's the guy, Billy Brown?
No. Billy Brown.
Hey, Long Island Joe, can you send me a picture of that car, please?
Okay.
They passing your car around like a $2 hooker now.
That's a pretty motherfucker. It is pretty now. Shit.
Joe,
I'm not taking
Joe, can you send
it.
Me a picture of the car too? Because I don't know how it looks either.
Sound like she get more action off the track. Shit.
Yeah.
That
looks like
gun is pretty now. That is a pretty car, but okay. Yeah, I saw that post. I saw that post with that car. Okay.
Fred Albert.
Yes, sir.
I told him I'll see him at the track. I ain't got time to be going back and forth on a car I never seen before. You know what I mean?
Is this Avon?
No ghost car. In. Yeah, this is me.
Right.
Yeah, dude, you've seen my car at Capitol before.
That don't mean nothing. If I see your car, I wasn't paying it no mind.
Said,
I ain't paying no
car,
mind.
But I know you've seen it.
I didn't.
I know you've seen it.
Why? How do you know I've seen it?
Because I've seen you looking at it when I pull in the burnout box.
Hey, get out of here. You know how many cars I look at? Fuck. I go to track every week.
You might look at a lot, but one of them
you hear
mine.
What I just said? I'll see you at the track, and that's the end of that. If you can't take
I can hang up the phone right now, and we can just do it during message. We don't have to do this on the talk show. We can just do it me versus you right now on the message. Or you can call me.
Did you hear what I just said? I'm not locking
no
car in
I'll be at the track. I got two logins, and you can see me after that. Simple.
Yep, I know, but that's what everyone says. And,
I
bet you when I go to talk to you, I go to talk to you the day of, but you won't read.
Whatever.
That's just what happens. Right,
you
well,
can't call simple, plain and simple. You can't call somebody fucking weak when somebody never even know you, don't know nothing about you, don't care about you. So
yeah, that's what they say, but I know we know.
All you
got
to do is see the. You see me at the track, you come talk to me, we see the car. Simple. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Yeah, you make it sound easy, but if we don't lock in a race day of.
I can't go with that bullshit.
All right. Just saying. That's what everyone does. Everyone does the same shit.
The RX-7.
Hey, Joe. Right. Joe. Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, when I went to ACO, didn't we go around looking for cars?
Yeah, you did.
You didn't come to me?
Didn't I ask people who was out of my league?
You didn't come to me?
Yeah, you definitely, you went looking
you
for
cars. You
were
locked, Sammy.
Lie.
Cut that bullshit out.
You definitely
was in the shootout. Don't do that. So,
is that the ghetto cowboy
like
out
I said
here?
Before, I'm not going back and forth. If you don't see me at the track, that's it. Simple.
Is that the ghetto cowboy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, I ain't forgot
now,
about you, man. I'm gonna come find you at the track.
Who's this?
It's Drew Brown.
Oh,
hey,
what's up, Drew?
Hey, Mark.
What's going on? I'm going to come find you at the track. We still going to do it right with the all-glass, all-steel Mustang that we got, right?
That I got?
That we got. Remember I hit you up.
Yeah, you hit me up. I have to look at the car
and
remember what I said, right?
Okay, all right, that's fine. We'll
okay.
be down there Friday.
Yeah, I'll be there Friday.
You come look at mine, too.
Sammy. Oh man!
But you bringing the Thunderbird,
I'll send you a picture
right?
Of it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, that should be an easy lock. Then you sit better than us.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
I'm gonna come find you now.
It's not hard to find me. I'm 6'2", black guy with a cowboy hat. Not that hard.
Okay.
Nah, it's hard down south. It is hard. There's a lot of cowboys over there.
Oh, man.
That's how you rephrase that. There's a lot of cowgirls.
Oh. Well, this cowboy's from the north, so.
Yeah, that's all right. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of cowgirls down there.
Cowgirls, yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, what happened to your Malibu? You bringing the Malibu, too, right?
I don't have a Malibu.
No, the Malibu's not coming.
The Malibu's not coming? Okay.
Nah, the Malibu ain't coming. Just the Mustang. But you know
okay.
you're going back on your word, though, but I ain't going to say nothing to you.
No. There's no fuck word. I
know,
said to you exactly. I have everything on text, and I said.
It's okay.
Listen.
It's okay.
No. Okay. For one. Listen.
Okay?
Listen. Okay. See, that's how I know you're from. I know you from the south because you over-talking me. Don't over-talk me. Okay? That's one thing. Two, I never go back on my word. I said. I will do it. I have to see the car. I've never seen a car before. Let me look at the car and we could do something. That's exactly what I said to you. Now, if you want to be slick talking about I'll go back to my word, we don't have to do the race. And that's it. So, please, I'm not into these games that people are saying. I'm not the one to play with. I'm telling you now, my word is my word, and that's it. You don't like me, then don't talk to me. Plain and simple. All right? Save
Good
that
report.
For someone else.
Good report.
That's it. I'm not here to make a show. That's it.
I ain't say nothing.
That's
you
it. How is it that I go on the show with Rob and Rob is mad easy? Now you're gonna come and now you're gonna try to say, oh, I didn't say this. I'm a man of my word. Don't play games with me, bro. I'm not the one. I joke around. I'm a nice guy. I like to play around. I like to make people laugh. But when you say it's not my word, it's a different thing, yo. You hit a different vein. Don't play like that. I'm not the one. That's all I gotta say. All right.
Take it easy.
That's
it.
Hey, everything all good. I mean, if you off your soap, if you on your soapbox, because definitely in the text message you said,
bro,
hey, you said, hey,
I don't need a soapbox. You have to look at you.
Listen.
I don't have to go on a soapbox. You have to look up to me, bro. That's what
I
gotta say.
And I let you talk.
Okay.
But now you're trying to overtalk me.
I said, let me look at the car. Let me look at the car because I don't know the car. You show me a picture of the car from the back. You show me the picture from the back. I'm like, I never seen a car. What's the name? Oh, we don't have a name yet for it. Oh, he crashed it. Oh, we can put it back.
So
I said, let me look at it and we'll talk. That's it. That's what I said. You're making it seem like we're betting for big money. We're not even betting for big money. I just said, let me look at the car.
I was trying to get a race with you. Hold on, man. Time out. Can I talk without you overtaking me? Because when you talk, I was quiet.
No, because you're talking about I'm going back on my word. Don't play with me like that. I'm not the one.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
I was just reading you.
Don't say that.
I can screenshot what you wrote. And you said,
you can screenshot.
Hey,
you can show the fucking world. I know what you said.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay, it's fine, man. It's all right, man.
I screenshot and I put it on Facebook. I said we could do it.
Okay.
Let me look at the car. You know what I'm saying? I don't
man,
know the car from the hole in the wall.
I sent you a picture in the text message on February 16th at 1:58.
Yes.
You said, hey,
yes,
we will try it. I don't have to lie about that. The car
yes,
never been
and,
up.
And
this
I said,
first
I said, I will try.
Car.
Listen,
trying to
I said,
take your money. It's
I
not
said,
fucking
I,
serious, man.
Listen, we going left.
It ain't even that fucking deep. It's not that
serious,
fucking
really
deep. I'm not trying to fucking trick you. It's you told me that you haven't even got the nitrous sprayed on your car right. I said, cool, because this car first weekend, we can do something.
Yeah, and I said, let me see the car when I get to the track. Didn't I say that? Didn't I say that? Yes or no? Yes or no? Didn't I say that? Didn't I? Okay, talk over me.
You're both saying the same thing. You're both saying the same thing.
No, I'll let him talk. Go ahead. Talk. No, go ahead. No. Listen.
Listen. First off,
wait, I was crying?
Hold on. It was a gentleman's bet.
I was crying?
It fit with a lot of hope. Come on,
man.
God damn, dude. You done yet?
No, you done. You've been talking over me the whole time.
Let me know when I'm good to talk.
Look.
How about this?
Take over, Fat Albert.
Don't worry.
You've been
hold
talking
on,
the whole time.
Guys, hold on, you
relax,
guys. Hold on.
All right, we're going to move
relax,
on.
It's okay.
Hold on, you guys. Hold on. All right, I got to open this phone up. 973-0561. Your mic is open.
Appreciate it. What's up, fellas? What's going on? Oh, it's OG Bobby.
OG Bobby. What's going on, OG?
Hey, now I got a question, Joe.
Uh-huh.
I locked in with pressure, right? We locked in, right?
Yeah.
I locked in with he's supposed to have a Nova, green Nova. So why has he got, is that
painted
what we locked
Nova
in on?
It's the, you locked in pressure. That's the same Nova. He just painted it. That is the same car. I'll tell you, Jason Gray painted. Well, come on in, CJ.
I'm on here.
All right, Bobby's on here. Want to talk to him?
What's up, Bobby?
Yeah. I was wanting to make sure while you I locked in for the green Nova, but now you're paying the car. That's what we lock in for.
You can go back and listen to the show we locked in also. Even though it's the same car, yeah, it's the same car, but you can listen to the show and say, look, the car could be painted anyway.
Well, I ain't
remember
hear that
you
part
said I'm coming with some trickery shit, right? And I told you I wasn't coming with no trickery shit, right?
Well, we had a conversation on the back line, me, you, and Joe, so...
Yeah.
I know my word was going to be my word.
And my word is my word, so what are you saying?
Bruh, don't come at me like that. I'm just asking you a simple question. was supposed to be a locking for the green note. Now it's a black note.
What you saying? How did that come at you,
Oji? Don't worry about it. I'm not worrying about it. I ain't going to worry about it. Because technically, if I'm saying I'm locking the car, a certain color, whatever, that's supposed to be it. Even though it was like petty, but I'm not trying to be petty. I just want to make sure it's the same car.
Hey,
I don't know you from a can of paint or whatever.
I
don't know where you live at or what car or whatever.
I locked in that the car was going to be painted. I told you that.
Okay. All right. I'm going back to mute.
You can go back to the show. It's recorded, and you can pull it back up.
All right.
You can listen to him when he said about the paint. He was painting it.
Okay.
It ain't nothing. You can go look at the car. You can look at the whole car all the way across. Matter of fact, if you look at the fender well, you probably could be able to see the color, the old color.
But Joe Gray.
Yep.
Can you hear me? When you lock in the car, for that car to be that same color, that's the way it's supposed to come.
But if the man told you he gonna paint it, he's painting the car.
Did they lock it in that way?
That's how he locked it in. Go back to the show. Replay the show. Said he was painting.
Go back to what show? What show?
When you locked it in, just go to the show. He told you when he was painting. He told everybody he was painting. The same with Marcus. That's how Marcus and him locked in. He knew this car was getting painted. Everybody knew the car was getting painted. I'm quite sure
all
Jason
right.
Gray got pictures of the car, even when he's showing him when he's getting painted.
Okay.
There'd be no problem.
Hey,
ain't no trickery in that. That's why Marcus would have never locked him in if he didn't know it's the car. And Antoine knows about it too. They all know the car got painted. Ain't no difference in it. There's the paint.
All right, no problem.
Yeah, you can look at it, but you know, it is what it is.
Where OG Bobby at? Black.
I'm right here.
Huh?
Hey, man,
I'm right here.
Nice looking Freightliner, baby. Nice looking Freightliner.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Damn sure is. Damn sure is.
Yes, sir.
Can I borrow it?
Sure you can borrow it.
Now you're supposed to be running 8-ball too, right, OG? OG Bobby, you're supposed to be running 8-ball too, right?
That's right. Yeah, he's got two races, 8-ball and pressure.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's still my car there?
Hello?
Joe, is that still what that was on there?
I can't even hear you in the back. Somebody real low. Is that Mark?
I said, was that Silver Hawk that came on there?
Yeah, Silver Hawk's on here.
Silver Hawk!
Yeah.
You look slick, buddy. You look slick. Well, how do we run?
Who's that?
It's me, Mark. It's Mark. That shit look good, though. I said, God damn,
who's
you
that?
Got some help. I said, you must have got some help.
I'm trying to figure out who you are. Who are you?
My brother's Mark.
Mark Jackson.
Oh, Mark Jackson.
Young
Snipes.
Yeah, you sound real low. That's why I can't help you.
Yeah. Thank
I said,
you
look slick. You must have got some help.
Got some help from who?
I don't know, because that's a little bit too much for you. You know you like them raggedy motherfuckers.
Motherfucker, you don't know me like that, all right? First of all. Right. You don't know me
that.
Hold on. Hey, Mark, come off a speaker, man. That shit sounds terrible.
My bad. Hold on.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
There you go.
I said, you look slick, man. I was giving you credit. It's way better than the other car. Don't get
okay.
offensive.
but you talking to me like I need help. See, that's the problem right there. See, when I went on my own like this, that's where I produced something. But when I had people try to help me, had me spending money this way, that's where I fucked up at.
So I let all of that shit go and went on my own.
Well, you did
hey,
good.
That's the best way to be.
I don't mean to butt in, but Mark Jackson, since you back, is you letting Hassan race Antoine and 8-Ball? Yes or no?
I'm sorry. I heard y'all going back and forth about something and he getting the race. I told this one. It ain't no joke. I told Hassan he's going to go out to have some fun. He ain't going out there.
That shit ain't
going to
happen.
Listen, what I said
well,
was he's going to have fun with it. I told he's not racing no race cars. He go out to have some fun. I don't know what the fuck y'all
oh,
trying
okay.
to fix
let me
and
ask
all
you
that.
Oh, listen. Listen, let me ask you this. So you say he ain't going to race no race car, but you'll let him try to race Antoine with a motherfucking rental car.
Did you not listen? Listen. Marcus, don't take this and twist it. I told Hassan from the start, the car did he have fun with a regular little seat. I wasn't with Antoine. I told him the rental car was for him. He'd go out there. If he gets done, then he can handle it. But I'm going to let him just do a little fool something that I'm going to have fun because he was a bitty fool.
Man, your phone sound like shit, man. Get off the Bluetooth. Get off your speakerphone. Put your phone to your ear. All right, so basically, Hassan just needs to shut the fuck up about the
Yeah,
that's good, bro. So basically,
I said I'm going to let him go out there and take the car down. I've been telling him. I said, you can have some fun, whatever. If you can handle
I'm
it, you can go out there and play. But I'm not going to go joking and doing all that racing race cars and all that. So he go out there and try to beat something and be a hero. I told him if he go out there and just down low tire and he can handle it, then y'all go for it. But y'all
okay,
pushing
I got
him to take a race car.
We're not pushing him and making him do nothing, but he keep running his motherfucking mouth, and we sick of it. So we trying to figure out if you allow him to do it, but
What race do y'all want to do?
Antoine is willing to give him everything in drag racing. Antoine is going to drive 8-Ball on the motor against Hassan and the Hellcat. That's what we're willing to do. For one on 500.
Only Hassan,
though? Only Hassan? Yeah, only Hassan.
Well, right now, until he gets there and he can prove himself, I got to wait till he gets there. No.
Okay, hey, all right, and I respect that. Thank you. I'm going back home, these fellas.
Antoine, on here.
Yeah,
shit. Oh, God, here we go.
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah, come on.
So, okay, now, that didn't happen, but what's going on with Antoine trying to lock me with his truck, though, man? I'm not understanding that situation. Like, how
hey,
are going to have it going to be good?
Hold on. Marcus, hold on.
Let me help you out. Hassan, the race is dead until you prove yourself with the Hellcat, so ain't no need to talk about racing the Hellcat. It's over with.
Thank you.
All right, post there. It's there again.
All right. Hey, Antoine.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, technically, he got to prove himself with the rental car. That's what Mark said.
Yeah, so he might as well. Ain't no need to talk about the Hellcat. You're right.
Until you get past the rental car.
Correct.
We might as well say we passed the little car because Antoine can be pulled out anyway.
Well, if he failed the driving test, you know what that means. He passed the
He can't drive the Hellcat.
I don't know who just said that, but what I said was I told Hassan and I told Fred Robinson too. I said I would throw the key on the other side of the truck before he go out there and tear it up because it'll be cheaper that way.
Yes, that's what you said.
Yep.
But I'm not
Hassan
saying
ain't racing nobody.
Hey,
look. Mark did tell me, he said, I'm going to go out there on the street, outside the track.
Hey.
I'm going to see what he can do. And if he can't handle
hey,
it, I'm not letting him drive nothing. He did tell me that.
Yo,
I don't know why. The man ain't got no license to be out on the street, so
is
why
Joe
you going out there?
It's like a lot of...
Never mind. That's the police shit. I ain't going to say nothing.
Yeah, come on. I hear you. Go ahead.
Is that guy Kyle still on here?
Yeah, Kyle's
still on here. Whatever it is.
Yeah,
he on here. Go ahead. There you go.
Hey, he the same guy that I tried to race up Cap when he told me no?
Kyle?
Hello?
Kyle.
Avon, yeah, that's him. Avon, I think that's him. I'm not interested in running him, sir.
Good report.
He showed time. Not interested.
Oh, we didn't know that.
Oh, shit. Good report, Avon. Good report, Avon.
Damn.
Where you at, Kyle?
Kyle.
So, what car do Kyle got?
He showed
what
time.
Car do he have?
The
RX. What y'all talking about? What car y'all talking about
that show
time?
I think it's the RX.
Hey, Avon.
Yeah.
Kyle,
huh?
Are you still here?
What kind of car was it?
It's a RX-7.
RX-7.
Hold on, I'm going to find out that now.
Hey, Fred Albert.
Yeah, come on.
Let me ask you a question. I know you put that figure this out, but I don't know what you came up with. But what time we got to be in the lanes? I know you said something about what Avon said. You know he had a certain time, whatever. So what time you put in the lane? So I know.
You and Antoine is running when Saturday, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all coming? So y'all want to do it as soon as the track go hot, right?
I mean,
no,
because
we got the first one.
They're going to do it before the track gets prepped.
Listen.
They're going to do it before the track gets prepped.
Won't y'all let the rental cars do it as soon as the track opens up?
Because they're going to do it before the track gets prepped.
Yeah,
right.
Really? The rental cars gonna pull that glue up. I really don't even want to send y'all, but since y'all have made a big issue about this shit, I'm gonna see if they let y'all go before they. But they not doing it till Thursday.
And I got races at 3:00 and 4:30 on Saturday with 8-ball. So she's already accounted for.
This ain't got nothing to do with that 8-ball.
Yeah, I know. I just don't want to.
No, we don't.
Man of my word.
Some of that right now.
Yeah.
All right, we got that. I'll figure out something, Hassan. I'll figure out something.
All right.
Yeah, I'll
let me
see
know
that race.
No time to be in the lane, too.
Hey, Silverhawk.
Yeah.
You running on motor, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
You running
yes,
on
sir.
Motor, right?
Uh-huh.
I'll run you on motor. I'll take a little spot.
Who that talking?
James.
James who?
Mr. Mayhem. I'll run you on motor. I'll take a little spot.
How you going to take a spot?
I said I'll run you on motor.
I got a small block. Yeah, I know that. Well, shit. It'd be heads up. If you run on motor, I'll run on motor. It'd be heads up.
Your car all steel, all glass?
Pretty much, yeah.
What'd that mean, pretty much?
Well,
I got some openings
you know,
on
I already
Friday
told
night.
You know, I already told you I can't run you, right?
Yeah,
but
wait a minute.
But if you give me a couple months, I will run you.
No, I know you can't. You say you can run me with nitrous. I'm saying on motor.
This car right here ain't for you.
Wait a minute. Ain't you running Shirley, baby?
This car here ain't for you.
Wait a minute. Ain't you running Shirley, baby?
Like I said again, this car here is not for you.
Oh, and Avon, Kyle said he never showed time.
Time was in my throat.
Joe.
So I'm just letting you know just in case you got two cars.
He posted his time up, and everybody was mad at him a couple years ago. Everybody was mad at him. Because he posted it
after he ran in the shootout and stuff. If that's the same car, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, he says no.
But the
never.
Thing is,
a couple of years ago.
He's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he said.
Yeah, but I
got to
be within the year.
Avon, he posted it on social media. Is that what you're saying?
He posted on
the
Listen, he texted me because he at work. He said he never showed times ever. Never.
Joe.
So,
I know
maybe you got
somebody
the
wrong
that's
car. On that thing. I will, listen, I will get the proof and send it to you.
All right, but, okay, if he did it a couple of years ago, then he still can grudge.
It,
okay,
Fat
Albert, you have to show time in 12
Albert.
Months.
Fat Albert, it wasn't a couple years ago. It was a year ago. It was like, it ain't even been a year yet. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I meant to say
a couple
months ago, but, you know, my bad.
Oh, okay, okay.
If I'm wrong, I apologize. Listen,
what I can tell you. Now, I'm going to show you there's two cars that look like, because the other guy, if you look on when he did show it, Boy Loving Car Booker just locked in. I just seen, he just hit me up. He showed me the thing. Two cars exactly alike. The guy is on his post when he put the car up. And the guy is trying to sell the car, and he's from Philly. And he got a car that looked just like it. Go over there and look at it. That's not his car, but they want some big dollars for that car, just for the body. They want some like $20,000 just for the roller. But that car is still in Philly. Now, maybe you were talking about that car, which Marcus would know. I don't know his last name. Marcus from Philly would know about that car. Kyle had his car since I don't know when. So Kyle is from Mount Vernon, up towards that way. I know your 914 number up there. So he's upstate. He's not from Old Philly. So maybe you got those guys. I mean, Marcus and them would know that kid. But hold on one second because I got to make sure I open this. You can be able to see it that day. Don't even lock in nothing. Just look and tell. You can show them. You know? I'd rather let you go ahead and see it. But hold on one second. Let me make sure I open these guys up because I hope he opens up. Oh, yeah, 443-7156, your mic is open. 443-7156, your mic is open.
Hey, Joe, what's up? This is Big Fred. Avon.
What's going on, Fred?
Is that the car at Capitol?
I think so.
You're talking about
the car
that was at Capitol?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That's the car, even if he did show times a year and a half ago, you still don't want to run it. He can graduate, but you don't want to run it. That's not what we do.
Well, that took care of that.
Done. He's trying to say he never showed times. That's the only thing. I just
good
say
report.
Just make sure.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Well, Boy Love and let me see, Car Booker, Car, which car you running? Tell me which car you running. I know you got the Camaro. Car Booker got a big block, 69 Camaro, and what Boy Love is going to race you with? I see you guys said you locked in. I'm waiting for him to hit me back.
Oh, boy, boy, boy.
Hold on.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
5-7.
What? Just a question. What's the rule on if you show time? Is it 1 year or is it what's supposed to be the timeline? 12 months.
If you show time, you cannot grudge race for 12 months.
I can't hear you. Some background noise, whoever.
Somebody got a TV on. Somebody got a TV on radio. 12 months,
yeah,
Kevin. You can't show time
never.
within a A 12-month period.
Period. Okay, cool. Just wanted to know. All right.
So
thank you.
A lot of guys that are trying to come into the grudge game and they don't show what they're doing is they just going to put the car up for one full year, for 12 months.
Gotcha.
All right. Kyle said he'll show the car, show you the car. He's never shown times ever. He can't even prove point if it's the car showed. So he'll have it up there. You can look at it there.
Hey, Marcus. But, that's Marcus. Go on mute, Marcus.
570-1511. Your mic is open.
Background noise. That ain't me with all that goddamn noise.
Oh, okay. That's what I heard you talking.
Hold on. Let me see if this here. This
my bad, Marcus. My bad.
570-1511. I'm going to open your mic again, but you got to cut off all the background noise. 570-1511. Your mic is open.
Wow.
570-872-1511. Your background noise is on.
Close them up, Joe. You don't say it three times. Close them up.
He ain't gonna listen.
Oh, boy. All the talk coming to an end.
Three days and a wake-up.
Hey, Kevin. I might as well ask Joe right now while we're on the show for a raise. What you think? You think I should do it right now, Kevin, while we're on the show?
Not right now, Fat Albert. Not right now. You got to get him out the trap when he really needs you.
Good report, Kevin. Okay, I'll hit him up then.
I got a question for you, Kevin. I got one question for you. Why did you wait till an event to do the shakedown or test your car? I'm just saying.
Okay. Listen, he asked me a question.
Let
you want to answer it? Let him answer. I don't know how y'all do it in the South, but when you ask a question, you got to give a man time to answer the question before you give him the answer.
So, as everybody
know up north, we don't have the tracks and the access that you guys, your shit open up early. Ain't a track in New York, the one we don't go to is the only one open. So, therefore, we have to travel to where you are. And the car was everything, parts coming in, it came in late. I'm not that last-minute guy or try not to be, but that's how the shit fell.
Okay.
So, like I said, you guys got access. Y'all can go. Y'all have good days up there, and we could be funky down here. And the only track is in New Jersey, and that's ATCO, and they really don't prep, so you ain't going to get nothing there. So we got to travel from, like, Cecil County on. So that's the reason why.
Okay. I got you. I was just asking. Okay.
Good report.
And don't forget all the tolls that we have to pay.
Yeah, well, they know that one.
Hey, can anybody get Gordo on the phone?
Well, Gordo trying to get on. Is he trying to get on?
Well, this is what the deal is. I can't open nothing back up since 8:30. You know, that's it. But I just seen somebody said that Meek tried to lock in Gordo.
They already locked. No, my fault. No, they not. They locked. No, Meek locked in. They locked in Buck. I'm sorry. Meat locked in
Buck.
Yeah,
I guess Meat trying to lock him in. And,
Gordo told me, Marcus. He said he concentrating on Marcus and all his other runs. And he said maybe if the car's still together, he will run Meat. But he said he concentrating on Marcus and all his other runs.
He had like five races, I think, four or five.
Yeah, he said that's. He said he's not ducking Meat, but he just got guys he really going to concentrate on. And he said Marcus' name first. And he said he's going to bust Marcus' ass. That's all. I'm just, Marcus, don't get mad at me. That's what he said.
Do you believe that yourself?
Well, Marcus, that's what he said. I'm just repeating what he said.
Well,
he's trying to kill the messenger.
Hey,
he's trying to kill the messenger.
Yeah, kill it.
Guess what?
That's all.
Guess what? Guess what? A Mockingbird gets shot too now.
Uh oh. Okay. Okay. But look, but Marcus, I mean, he said he got four or five races, and the only person he said I'm concentrating on is Marcus. So he must really want you back.
Hey, guess what? I got him right where I want him. If he said that, I got him right where I want him. Because the thing about it, he shouldn't have to concentrate on nobody if you feel like you got them bitches already beat. I don't concentrate on none of the motherfuckers. I got locked there. Fuck them.
Ah, good God almighty.
Fuck them. That's right.
That's right. Y'all running for a good chunk of change, but he said that's just the beginning. He said that part's gonna get up.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
And it ain't gonna stop. And it ain't gonna stop over here.
Oh shit.
Yep, don't stop counting. Don't stop counting.
Hold on. I gotta call it. Listen to me. I'm gonna tell you. I think y'all gonna stop before Gordo stop.
It don't matter what
it's
not gonna be. It's not gonna be a block in the mouth.
Gordo gonna pull an upset, Joe.
Uh-oh.
Man, you crazy.
Yeah, young thing, just put your money in the mouth. Just do that,
Joe.
I really think he gonna pull an upset.
Did you say they like gonna stop before Gordo stop, Joe?
They gonna stop before Gordo stop. Yep.
I like
Joe. Hey, ho!
I like Big
Cook
for $500.
Ho! Who said that?
Me?
Who said that? I don't know who me
James,
is.
James. James. I said I like Big Cook.
Oh, that's James. James said he like Big Cook. Okay. Now, hey, there you go, Wicked Bird Jr., Mr. Take that cash at Bring. Where you at, Bring? Come on in here.
Listen.
Marcus, when did you call him? When did you call
him? It's a rental car.
No, you said Cash App Queen. I thought I heard Cash App Queen.
Hey, I understand it's a joke, right, Fat Albert, right?
Uh-huh.
Check this out.
Go ahead.
I bet everybody at the track. You know, you only carry but so much. You only bet but so much cash. As long as you got your money, what the fuck is the joke?
Good report.
Nah, you said get that bread up. You had a pair of bets through Cash App. But anyway,
I bet more on the side of y'all bet on y'all pot.
Fuck all that. What is you betting on Gordo?
Okay, listen. I don't make sure. Well, once Gordo make his little, listen, long as he make his little and it works.
Fuck all that.
I said, ain't they running off the trailer?
I like Bigfoot.
Fat Albert, did I not tell you I would never jump out there like that on somebody else's car?
Yes, you did. You said I would never jump out there again.
Hey, Mark Jackson, what is $500 to a motherfucker like you?
A lot when you win it because you gonna make it like you
won $500. I already got him for $500. I told him to throw it in the pot.
I'm betting with Gordo. I'm betting with Gordo. But the difference of it is though, I will not come to y'all and lose so y'all can pop that shit like y'all did when y'all beat LeBron. It will never happen again.
Speaking of LeBron, has anybody heard from him? Has anybody heard? You heard from your cousin?
I haven't talked to him. I was live feed the other night, and I was, you brought the situation up. So I hit him on the live feed and told him, come on in here. We got to try to resolve what's going on. But I haven't talked to him. I can't speak on that. That's all I can do. All I can do is try to reach out to him, and, you know, I don't know if he got something going on. I don't know what. But I did my part.
But listen, so, hey, Marcus, just so I understand this right, when you do raise Gordo, you said that Gordo going to be the one to stop counting first, right?
Man, look, we ain't give a fuck about all that, okay?
I'm asking you a question, sir. I don't want to make no argument. I'm asking you a question. You said that, I heard Joe say that Gordo ain't going to stop first.
We said Gordo, he ain't got to stop counting. That's what we said, man. I mean, you weren't with the wrong shit. You're not even...
I'm just asking a question because I want to. I'm asking the right question.
I bet you don't even fucking race nobody with your fucking car.
Ooh, maybe now. Not.
Listen,
I'm coming
I'm
in. But whether I race or don't, I'm going to have me a motherfucking fun. Because whooping on y'all with somebody else's.
Let me ask you a question. You want them motherfuckers to rent a DVD and watch another man fuck them while you got there sit there and jerk off on it?
No, that's not the case.
That's
not the case.
You want them type motherfuckers.
That's not the case.
I see.
No, that's not the case.
Well, guess what? You got 3 days in the wake up to do it. You got 3 days in the wake up to get your motherfucking nut off. That's what you got.
All I'm gonna do is all this mouth that you got now at the track when it's time to turn that bubble, you gonna fucking fool.
It's gonna get worse.
I bet you that. Bet you this. You fucking fool. I bet you. You fool.
I never fool. Never.
Okay.
Never fold.
You're gonna have some type of way to get out
blood,
of it.
Boy.
I bet you that.
I got blood on my money.
You wanna bust me so bad, you're gonna be willing to do the sacrificial lamb,
no,
and I'm not gonna throw
no,
the whole card out there for that
no.
bullshit.
Here's what
money.
He gonna say. He gonna say, oh man, Gordo ain't never drove with Nike's car. Oh man, Gordo ain't got
that
no
don't
chest
mean nothing.
On the all car.
All it is hold on and go fast. That shit don't mean nothing. The car, all he got to do is hold
it
and push the fucking button.
Mark Jackson, do you want bet? What the fuck do you want bet? Let's call our bet right
I'm
now.
Gonna bet.
I'm
going
to
bet.
Do it now. Call your motherfucker. Call your bet, dog. Call your bet.
It's on somebody else. I said I would never do that again.
I don't give a fuck.
That's what you want me to do. No. I'm going to bet, though. I bet.
You're contradicting yourself, Mark. Hold on, Mark. You contradict yourself. Because you're willing to bet whatever on Hassan. Why won't you bet it on Gordo?
I'm going to bet with Hassan. I ain't say I'm going to bet whatever. I'm going to bet. I bet you this. He gonna have more than that little $200 that you did, and I don't give a fuck what nobody else bet.
Man, you think I'm coming there with just $200?
I don't give a fuck. Listen. You got that same car. Bet. Okay. Since you and Marcus got so much mouth, get your ass in there, and I'm gonna do the same thing you saying to Hassan. Now bet how much you could. I bet y'all stop counting on that. I bet that's
gonna fuck Hassan up. Antoine gonna
fucking hard. Well, he might do it, man. But listen, you gonna want props off a man that never did that. It's just so he can get the experience.
No, ain't no props. It's when a motherfucker run that fucking mouth.
Marcus, you ain't
shit
in the car.
Anything you sit in, I will fuck you up.
Listen, you can't beat Gordo. You don't even know anybody to get your ass cut on the tree. He gonna fuck you up on the tree.
I mean, do it. Do it Saturday.
All the way.
Man,
huh?
you just lip box.
I can't make him do it.
You lip box.
I bet you he go
you
out there
box.
And fuck you up. That's what I'm betting.
You lip boxer. Well, I'll bet your bread then.
Right.
Bet your bread. But
I believe that race right there.
I believe that race between Marcus and Gordo might be, and between, I'm going to say Marcus, Gordo, and Antoine and Hassan going to be the two. Lord, I can't believe I'm saying this. Probably be the two where everybody stand up to see.
Who the fuck is Antoine in the car? He ain't shit.
Ooh.
He got this much experience as
Hassan. And listen.
It's a personal thing between them two, Mark. Right. It's just something personal between them two.
And the only reason I'm doing it for Albert, because everybody's tired of hearing them go back and forth. Let them go out there and get a nut off.
Man, listen.
Sponsoring. I'm just having fun, man. What the fuck is $70?
Yeah.
Nobody else fucking did it for him. Y'all want to clown him. If he whoop your ass, you going to be the laughing stock of the joke. If he lose, he's supposed to lose. But if you lose, oh, my God.
I'm not worried about that shit.
You already accounted yourself as a loss, you dumb motherfucker.
Man, Listen.
Already counted himself out.
If he lose, is expecting him to lose because he never been in there.
If
you lose, we
gonna get on his motherfucking ass. Period. If he lose, we gonna get on his motherfucking ass. Period. Don't have a motherfucking ass. If you lose already, bitch, you is gonna lose.
Listen. Okay. So Antoine. I can't do that man gonna do. I don't know his ability, but I know what the fuck I could do. You gonna get in that car right after you said when they come back and run me, right? How much you wanna
man,
lock
me? Man, I tell you what. I'm gonna give you what you want since you can bet with Hassan. Let's up the pot to 500 from 200 to 500.
Yes. Okay. Whatever. What? All right. Put it like this. Let me show him something. Whatever you bet on Hassan, Hassan's going to bet, right? I'm going to turn right around.
No.
Whatever the pot was, whatever the pot that y'all ran for, I'm going to do the same thing right behind him. If you run me, head the fuck up for the whole pot that you just won.
Now you're putting shit in the game.
Now it's shit in the game.
This is Mark Jackson.
That's the only reason he talks because it's somebody he knows he probably could beat. He won't play that game, and then you can get your
who don't play that
game? Car too, Marcus, and I'll do the same thing to you.
Do it to me with Showtime, motherfucker, and that's what you do. Do it to me with Showtime, motherfucker.
Versus what, Bigfoot?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And then how much?
Uh-oh.
How much?
What you want to run for?
Yeah, it's going to start. It's going to put up 1,000 or 5, and we're going to see who's going to stop counting.
Listen.
No, fucking listen.
Don't talk that big one shit to me.
Stop. What you say?
It
stop.
Ain't gonna
hustling.
Run nobody.
Showtime will come in.
It ain't gonna run nobody.
And run you head the fuck up.
It ain't gonna run nobody.
It'll run you head the fuck up. Now you wanna worry about deposit? My cash has to go bring the fat album right now. You send $1,000, I'm gonna send $1,000.
Hold up.
You just told me on the phone your cash app don't work.
I'm gonna make it get the fat album. Bet that.
Oh. He just told me his cash app got closed.
It is. Honestly, it is. But guess what? I got another way to get it to him. That's cash app.
Antoine, don't worry about it. I want to see him race a motherfucker that weekend. That's what I want to see him do. He talked all that shit.
Make it yourself, motherfucker. Make it yourself.
All that
you
shit,
talk, you
want to
be it. You can be the headliner, and then I can blister your ass on the tree.
Fan Albert, how many races he had supposed to be out? Jason Gray, Weeby, and who else?
Buck.
None of them. None of them put the money up, but Moz went.
Oh, Buck money. Buck
money.
Hold up. Who I call Buck Gibson?
Let me ask you a question. So if you raise it, so this is the thing. If you know something about a man's car, and then he tell you everything about his car,
who gives a fuck? Actually, Ford is the one that locked him in.
And I say, no, we're not going to do that. But now y'all are nut-hugging. Now you want to try to act slick. I told the man from the rip, I'm not racing him because I know about your car.
So you telling me that because you know everything about his car, now you don't want to race.
I don't want to take his money.
You don't want to take his money, but you take motherfucking money on cash apps and other shit.
See, this is what they want. They all about popularity talk. They don't want to fucking really
no
race. They just all talk.
If you call him, if you ain't Kevin Hunt.
If you help Kevin Hunt, and Kevin Hunt tell you about his car, how do you look right after that going out there and racing him?
I'll race my mother if she gets in the race car.
That's what you do. Okay, but I ain't asked you that. Find out. If that man just told you about his car, how the hell are you going to go out there and lock him in and race him the next day?
I'll race my mom. Ain't no friends in grudge racing. That's what they say. But
well,
you got a reason.
Nigga, brother, cousin from another mother, you ain't my friend. I will blister your ass with Showtime and Bigfoot. Now act
man,
like you got that heart.
You all talk, man. Hey, Mark, I'm not even going
to ask you. Okay, all right, now, Fat Albert. Give me your Zell. I'm Zell, Fat Albert, $1,000. If you don't fucking go, you fucking lose.
There you go. Now you go with the Zell shit again. But you won't bet nothing. All right, Mark,
have a nice night. I don't want to talk to you more. I don't want to talk to you more, Marcus. Go ahead. Hey, Fat Albert, Joe, y'all move on. I'm done.
Hey, hold on, Marcus.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark.
In this discussion.
Thank you.
Yo, Mark.
All right, moving on.
Hello?
Yeah, somebody calling you, Mark.
Hey, Albert, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is Big Fred, Mark. Hey, when it was cold, you was talking fly to us. We'd like to have you. We'll try me.
But hey, Fred, I can't do that right now.
Okay.
I
just remember what you told me. I remember what you told me when we were on that live feed with Pro Stock Joe
time.
So,
we like to cash in
them checks.
I will try. The plan is to do it at the support of your in April.
This motherfucker
here,
boy,
I'm not all the way tested. I'm not all the way tested. There's no secret. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure I'm right because
you ain't testing
Avon and Fad. I'm not ducking no rep though. I'm just not doing it.
We want you right. We want a race. We want you right. But I remember you said you wanted some action, so we can give you some action.
Not tested. But for that motherfucking bam bigot bitch crew, I don't give a fuck. I'll give a fuck.
Man,
Hold on. Did he just say he's coming to Fred's event? Did I hear that?
Yeah, I'm gonna be
nothing.
At every fucking race, possibly as long as life is will and I'm able to make a trip, I'm going and I'm gonna fuck everything up. I guarantee you.
What's
it's no point in letting it sit in the garage. I'm not letting the car. If anybody don't got a deposit like this, it is no point of bringing the car. I'm gonna whoop your ass, and I guarantee you. Y'all watch this. As soon as that motherfucker is all the way in, them bad mouth bitches got every excuse in the world.
Hey,
oh, we not racing
hey,
for that
car.
We not racing
why for
that
car.
I bet it's just right now. It's a popularity contest. They gonna get
so you
ass
saying we more popular than you? So you saying we more?
No,
popular
I'm not saying y'all more popular in y'all area. Y'all got y'all little followers. But y'all ain't shit.
Oh, man. Hey, you right. We ain't shit.
You got hard to race, but y'all not doing nothing. I'm not impressed. Motherfucker, you
hey,
weak.
Hey, Mark.
All right, I say move on,
nothing.
Man. I don't even want to talk y'all no more because we ain't getting nowhere.
You're not
going to
race nothing. You're not going to race
on.
Nothing
hey,
all
hey,
year.
Hey, Fred.
You just
I respect
ducked,
you,
Fred.
Bro. All respect to your crew. I'm not ducking you. I'm just not all the way ready for you.
No, it's all good. No, it's a fact. We'll get it on. I just remember
I'm not tested, but I'm honestly not. I'm telling you right now, I'm not tested.
You ain't got no offense.
The car's good.
No
the motor's good, but it's not tested. It's not tested.
Nah,
I'm being 100. It's not tested. But I was willing to gamble with
that
dumb ass.
You ain't got no oil pressure.
Okay. I ain't got no oil pressure right now because it's off.
That's bad.
It don't matter.
Hey,
I'm going to get in your motherfucking pocket this weekend.
Listen,
why
man,
are you still
right,
talking,
Jackson.
Mark Jackson?
Listen,
I said move on.
Listen,
you can't,
you,
yo, you cannot function without mentioning
why
my name.
Listen,
you
listen,
can't
listen.
Function without mentioning my name. You got races locked in, right? Focus on that. I like the other car. When we get to the track, we're going to gamble. I ain't nothing else to talk about. You keep talking about what I just said. I'm not tested. I talked to this man. I don't got no reason to talk about. I asked you if you wanted to do it. You said no. Move on. Simple. You said no. Move on. 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 Have a nice night. Go drink your liquor, you Ninja Turtle-looking motherfucker. Have a nice night.
Hey, Mark. Hey, I want some of that strip stamp and shit you be eating, you big pink-lipped bitch.
Listen, It's no personal beef. I don't, in the race game, you ain't shit, but in real life, you're a good person. You can come over there by the trailer. We're going to have a little bit of food. You can get a little portion because you're big head ass and everything.
Where
your three brothers at? Where the Donatello, Michelangelo, all the turtles?
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Power.
I hear you, Mark.
Teenage Ninja Power.
Hey, anybody heard from Zeus White, man?
Heard from who?
Turtle in the Hop Show. Turtle Power.
Has anybody heard from... Man, what the fuck is that shit going on back there, man? What the fuck is... Y'all watch the movie?
That's... I'm watching
that
Ninja
sound like
Turtles,
somebody
motherfucker.
Signal lights on.
Hey Martin, why you just jumped on the sewer like that, man? You might have hurt your leg, you alright?
Fat ever. Have
Ninja
anybody talked to
you?
Yeah,
yo, whoever's singing or whatever, man, stop it.
We
can't hear
up.
Stop it.
Has
hey Tommy Gaylor, I see you on here. I wanna tell you, fuck you.
Antoine, shut the fuck up about the motherfucking Tommy Gaylor. He ain't gonna do a
hold
goddamn
on, bitch.
Thing. Fuck Tommy.
Motherfucker,
Gaylor.
I see some indirect shit. I'm gonna say
it. Run on. Goddamn Tommy Gaylor. Who gives a fuck about a goddamn Tommy Gaylor? He's a goddamn gravekeeper or a goddamn what the fuck they call them shits, the motherfuckers that walk around the goddamn graveyard and pick up shit. Fuck him. But anyway, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen Zeus? Is he all right? He been quiet. I just want to make sure he's good. I'm on Sarah's tip.
No, I've been talking to him since Sunday. I haven't talked to him since Sunday.
That's my fucking hair. Good. Okay. All right. I was just checking on my good brother. You know what I mean?
I talked to Zeus this morning. He told me to remind me to tell you to fuck you.
There you go. I thought you said we were done with all that. Cousin?
I answered your question. I said, me and you done. I just told you what Zeus said when he told me about, you know, the post you made today. He said, fuck you. That's all he said.
Oh, he got mad because of that? He got mad because of that post? Oh, I didn't think he would get mad. I mean... You know, ain't nothing but a punk out.
I didn't say he was mad. He just said, fuck you.
Oh, okay. But listen, ain't nothing but a punk out. Everybody pay punk out. So, you know, ain't no clown shit. I mean, I just asked.
You mean what you about to do the door, though?
Yeah. You don't even believe that. Hold on, Mark.
He got asked for Bam Bam off the
trailer
Friday night.
Oh, man, shut Bam Bam weak ass up. I heard about that weak shit at Buzz Creek. He need the motherfucker
to
go kick that shit to a motherfucking real engine man.
You heard what he
and
said, right?
Pooping and popping.
He said, he said, lock in. He said, lock in, motherfucker, lock in.
Okay. Your turn, right?
This.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
Here we go.
Yes.
Your turn, right?
Yes.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah, weak motherfucker.
Paul, what you just said, before us weak-ass motherfuckers, you were making a set.
You
want
to bet on...
For us.
Antoine, ask him that he want to bet on Gordon Ray, Antoine.
Y'all want to be the sacrificial lamb. The whole plan is for me to run Bobby on Saturday. If Bobby get his shit together, he went to House of Hook and had an issue. If he get his shit together, then that's what y'all can get me. Other than that, shut the fuck up. You and your fucking
hey,
cousin
Mark,
and this Squidward-looking ass Antoine.
Hey, Mark.
Fuck all you Ninja Turtles,
hey, Mark,
you Power Ranger-looking motherfuckers. All on it. Every last one of you bad-mouth bitches. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, Mark, I say that in the most respectful way. Hey, but I love you. You know that? Because you talk real big shit, but you weak, for real. But anyway.
I'll be weak,
right?
Listen, brother, I'm not trying to prove nothing to you.
Antoine,
but I know how this game goes.
I don't care. But listen, when Antoine beat Hassan, we got you, baby.
No, Marcus.
Hold up. I got one even better. When ODB fucked Showtime up, I fucked him up. I gave you a warning. ODB's gonna fuck Showtime up for the same pot that I told your dumbass about.
Son,
so just hold on. Hold tight. Hold tight. Because I'm sick of the same motherfucker. He thinks that he.
Honest.
Listen,
home. I get that. Right. I want him to feel me. Oh, yeah. I'll be his pocket, Jackson, too.
Patrick, hey, listen. All you can do is win some money. All y'all got to do.
From who? From what? Mark, what am I running from? You stick everybody in the motherfucking
listen,
death.
You run the house.
You got
time,
all
man.
These
fucking...
Man, hold
if on.
I don't
really
get...
If you really think you about
man,
to
listen.
Do something...
So, who... I don't give a fuck about Hassan, man. That's fucking past tense. I'm talking about you and your Mr. Stipulation ass. You skip everybody to fucking death for all your races. That's the reason why nobody really wanted to fuck with you. That's why Weeby said, fuck you, and then put the fucking DP up.
Bro, we... Listen, when anybody... Listen. If anybody... If this is the thing, motherfuckers wiggle their way out of anything. If all you do is ask a man... Is we confirm to lock this money in on a said contract when y'all always talk about how y'all supposed to follow the rules, DP rules, this DP rules. All I asked this man was, you said you was going to lock in on the first, and now you just say, he said, I'm doing what the fuck I want to do. I'm not locking in until a week before. But you agreed to lock in on the first. Now I'm wrong for asking the man to make sure he lock in on the first. That's why he don't want to fuck
man, how many,
and
how many,
because
how many,
he know he can't beat
you,
it. I don't give
this?
A fuck. Oh, well, you don't want to raise. Okay.
Fuck
all
the
I ask,
dumb
man,
shit.
You
put
your
money
up
right there when you lock him in. Just fuck the dumb shit.
From here on
you
out, I will never
do.
Fall back into that trap. I fell back into that shit because that's how y'all new motherfuckers are doing. From here on out, it's going to be put up or shut the fuck up. Simple. Just like right now. If you want to tighten up with me with that fucking race, put up or shut the fuck up.
Mm. I got to shut shit up. And ain't going to. Now, so where the fuck you get out of that? You want some milk and cookies?
Nothing, sir. How you doing? Are you, did you make some shrimp tonight?
Nah, I made some barbecue burnt ends. I made some steak, you know what I mean? I do what I do.
Good. So go down in your kitchen, warm it up, and choke on it, motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Choke on it. Damn.
Period.
I just want to see this year when you had that same energy, when you locking the same motherfuckers you was talking shit about on this motherfucking on the show. I'm gonna really see where your heart's at. I'm gonna really see where your heart's at because it
you
ain't where it really is at.
Let me tell you like this: you might know a motherfucker with just as much, but you don't know a motherfucker with more heart than me. I bet you that. You won't do half the shit I've done.
And don't give a fuck to do what you done did. Besides,
okay,
the first
well,
thing I
shut
ain't going
to fuck up and bet that money like you
first
said
thing,
you going to bet.
Thing, first
all
thing,
you,
I am going to bet the money.
Millions
it's never been a fucking
bitches.
Issue
it's
when I bet.
It's a million of y'all. All you bitches rolling quick. Y'all should get a Housewives show on VH1. You bitches, that's what the fuck y'all do. Y'all do bitch shit and y'all scared to death. Y'all just got a problem because you
scared
fuck
death?
A lot
who's
of bitches.
Scared to death? Scared to death of what and who? Of who? Motherfucker, you scared to come off your motherfucking porch. You was not going to buck to the same motherfuckers you talked that shit to earlier this year. You was another Zeus. You was a fake-ass property. You're not going to the same
like,
shit
well,
you said
listen,
earlier. You going to lock
listen,
in. Oh, watch
listen,
this. You're
listen.
Not going to lock in the same. You said you're going to run you gonna run your Ricky Foxes. You're going to run that fucking truck. You're going to fucking run all these damn. You're
I
not
am.
Running out of these motherfuckers.
Okay.
Well, I tell you
listen,
what. Every
it
time
just,
you do,
it
every
started.
Time you do, we got
it
a middle
started.
Of
it just started. It just started. Since I'm not going to do it, right? I'm going to lock you in 1,000 on a blunt. Every race I said I would do, I attempt to race. Now, if they don't race or do the race that we said, now you fucking lose. Now, that's what I'm going to do, $1,000. And we're going to send
go
the $5. He can hold it until December 31st.
I'm not doing shit.
That
no
I'm going to do
all
this fucking race.
Shit,
shut the fuck up.
I'm
put up or
man,
shut the
ain't,
fuck
I'm
up.
Not
every
shit
race
up,
I said, I'm going to fucking
I'm not shutting shit up. I ain't shutting shit up.
Put up every
now,
race,
when you go ahead and run,
this,
now,
every race
you go
I
run,
said I'm
fat out. You go run,
I
the
gotta
truck,
talk to a gentleman.
Yeah,
fat
Albert,
I gotta talk to a gentleman. Every race I said I'm gonna do, I'm going to do. I'm gonna attempt to run top notch. I'm gonna attempt to run Salt and Pepper. I'm gonna attempt to run Ricky.
Up.
I'm gonna attempt to run Brianette. And if I lose, I lose.
Up.
But I bet you the fuck. Showtime will be engaging with one of them cars. Now, if I don't, he win $1,000. He get $1,000 if I don't.
Well,
tell him to put up or shut up.
Ain't nobody got to tell me put shit up. I'm talking that shit to you saying when you talk back,
well,
motherfucker.
I just told you, put up
you
or shut up.
You ain't going to do shit. The only thing you can do is run your pink ass lips with that fucking Maybelline fucking makeup. Fuck you.
Oh, God, not the Maybelline. Good.
Can I ask you a question?
Fuck you.
Is Hey, Antoine, is SpongeBob coming back on WH11? Because I was trying to
get
my son to get
it. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Because, I mean ask the guy you're sponsoring.
I'm trying to see if you could find if you give me a few extra videos, you know, of the new coming season, because I know you had to do a lot of acting for Squidward. I just wanted to know.
I had to act for shit. Well, Holy Goose will be at North vs. Hell this weekend looking for a little action. Oh, shit.
Who?
Now, come on with it.
Who will be at?
Holy Goose.
Who will be
The truck. Alonzo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, my bad. Okay.
Yeah, he just made a post.
Okay.
I like it. Never mind. I ain't gonna be no more racist, set up no racist, but I know who I like to see him engage with.
Oh, okay. Well, he'll be there looking for some action, so, hey. Phew. I guess tonight was a 1 BC. I ain't got to take two of them. Maybe it's a 1 BC tonight.
Hey, Matt Albert.
So,
Joe Grant, what we doing Friday night? We having a party or what?
We're going to fish fry and party.
Okay. We're going to get it in. We're going to have some good times.
How holy?
It's a small block on 20 pickup truck.
Hey Joe.
Is it nitrous?
Long Island Joe.
Yeah, nitrous.
Hey Long Island Joe.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. What kind of fish is it? Whiting or is it porky?
Poor much bone, people be done choked on it.
Oh, because I heard that Ninja Total could catch good fish, so if we need more, I can help add markets to, you know, good fishing for it.
Total's
doing real good.
I knew that was coming.
Don't worry about it, Mark Jackson. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. But you is not going to run nobody, and I'm for real.
Now, how you like that? Some people heart don't have it in their mind, like you.
I got three races locked, baby, and officially locked, not that word locked shit. Fat Albert, is I'm correct?
Well, I tell you one thing. It's a different thing when you're on a property about when you're doing shit. Because when I knock on your door, I'm going bang.
Hey, Mark, you know why?
Hard.
It never is.
You just said, listen to me. Wait. Now, you just said that Gordo can stop counting. Now, Gordo right now is doing very financially well. And you told him he ain't going to stop counting. But you want to tell
what?
Me you're going to run for your pop.
But guess what? That's none of your business, though. They ain't got nothing to do with you.
You know what, though? I have no problem minding my business.
Hey, Mark, tell Gary to go. I can hear the feedback.
Hold on.
Yeah, go tell.
Mark Jackson,
tell Gary,
they ain't got nothing to do with you.
Gary's the Lisa of the Ninja Turtles. He's the little reporter. He's the extra brother, the reporter.
Don't worry about it. But I guarantee you that Bam Bam will outshine you this weekend because you ain't going to run nobody.
Bam Bam is slow. He's supposed to.
No, he's not.
Listen,
you
ain't
got out of the fucking garage.
You just better pray this car don't do what I need it to do. That's what you better pray.
I pray? Man, shit.
You better pray to whoever God you believe in, Islam, Musa, whatever the fuck you believe in, you better pray.
Hey, Mark, you doing too much talking for a motherfucker.
I didn't want to talk. You talking to me. I just said you better
you
pray.
Listen to me. You doing too much talking for a motherfucker.
Listen, stop talking to me,
man. I can't even talk. I can't even talk.
No, you can't fucking talk. I don't like talking
you
to turtles.
You doing too much talking because
I don't like talking to turtles.
From Fred Wheatley. You just backed up for Fred Wheatley, so you doing too much talking for nothing.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I backed
up.